that in there, right?
Blog Talk Radio.
Now, as far as the you say in the industry, right? You say, what'd you say? I believe, hold on, am I? The industry, soul selling contract come with a death date. I don't know. You said P&B Rock wasn't moving right. He got caught slipping. He shouldn't have been in that area. I mean, like I said, I kind of blame him as well because he knew better. If that just happened over a week ago. He just said over a week ago. Hold on. Let me go to that shit. I'll play it for you. Hold on. You should have been moving smart. I think we feel like we have to prove something to our own people. We don't have to prove shit. It seems like we have to prove that we tough, that we can, that I'm just like you, that why we just have to prove shit to each other? Proving can get your ass killed, bro. Where's that fucking video? It's the other video. Where we at? Hold on. Gotta excuse me. Oh yeah, check this this witness that was there.
They walk right in there, boy, and try to rob him and pop him, bro, a few times. The block is hot. Niggas ain't even been out here long enough. Niggas just see the nigga get smoked up. They just had everything motherfucking taped off, just let us go finally. That shit was crazy, nigga. We in there sitting with the kids eating, and that shit pop off, nigga, all over some fucking jewelry and Rolex and all that type of shit. That shit have been crazy, nigga. So we are back on this motherfucking freeway. And like, we see how y'all doing it, nigga. We don't want none of them problems, nigga. So me and the family is...
Yeah, man. I will move the fuck out, too. If it's like that, then it don't make sense. Like, only thing that's doing is trying to prove that you hood and you tough. Everybody ain't tough, nigga. A bullet ain't got no name on it. Ain't no strong nigga out here that could fucking take a bullet, son. That can stop a bullet. If people want to be that ignorant and just think shit is sweet like that, I don't know what to tell y'all niggas. But at some point in time, we got to look at our people as a people, son. We have to look at our conditions. Even though there's a lot of stuff like, you know, the economy, the, you know what I mean, the inflation and so forth and so on. Still, is it that bad? Is that the only solution to put food on your table, though? Is that the only solution to put food on your table, or that's exactly what you want to do? Or those are initiations for a game, to be in a game? You telling me that is the only option to put food on your fucking table, family? That's exactly what niggas are saying. That's your only option, right? Okay.
LA has always felt a little spooky to me. And just tell me, and it's fine. You tell me if it's just me being pussy. But like, LA, I think because LA is synonymous with it. That's a Biggie, that's a Pop.
Hey, you know, somebody saw me on Fairfax, like mid-pandemic. But no, like, I guess because niggas be sweet. You feel me? And they just, you can see me with my family, and they think I'm just unrelaxed. You understand? So only one of them kind of situations. So we're like,
y'all here just walking up to me and be like, boy, will I like this video chain? Like, I'm like,
oh, niggas try me or something. It'd be like, every time
I take a jewelry or
something? I don't know, but it'd be like, I be on shit and I'm not. Where I'm from, we like sneaky crews. Like, in LA, it's like they flow. It's like, they want you to know. They want to spark a conversation with you first before they get into some shit. Some of them might just go crazy. Like, I know somebody like that too. They might be on your sneaky shit too. But the majority of the times I got into some shit, it was like they just gave a drop up too fast. You feel me? So the second time I got into some shit, it was like niggas was just talking loud as shit. Not immediately hearing their conversation. It was like, I want my peoples. Like, I'm my daughter and my girl. Like, why are you talking about this gangster shit? Like, this one, we outside, we on Fairfax. I mean, you know, I already teed it this week.
He's not in on Fairfax.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck is going on? I'm on Fairfax right now. So I'm like, man, we out of here. You feel me? What's going on? My girl, like, no, we. I'm like, I'm just going over the vibes. Like,
is she peeping? Now, here it is now. His girl is thinking shit is sweet. She's not even paying attention, thinking this shit is a joke. Pay attention, man.
Atlanta because I'm
not seeing
your
people.
Point.
You're seeing people. She's saying I'm tripping.
About women sometimes.
She be thinking I'm tripping. So in the midst of all this, I'm like, no, we out. So she peeping. I'm serious. She's like, man, we out.
Drive probably 2 blocks in the street. She thinking this shit a game. She pulled over. So
she thinking shit is a game.
Where else? Like, oh, I wanted to go to this store right here. And then in the midst of me, like, telling her, like, where to park at, like, somebody just came fast as shit and took the parking spot, like, the same spot that we were.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, they must have been following me or something, bro. How the fuck this car get behind me this fast? Like, I didn't even look. I look back, and that shit was there quick as shit. And then when I walked past, like, the car bombed out. Like, this shit tended to the max.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting all this heat coming from the car, though. Like, I'm feeling the energy coming from the car. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Who that car? Like, some other shit. I ain't going to the store for 2 seconds. The same people come from the car, hop in the store, hype and shit. See some gangbang shit, like, some, I don't know what they think. It's a shit out loud. It was like, son, I'm not that I recognize the energy. You feel me? I'm like, what? So I'm like, he like, started talking to me with some gangbang shit. Like, I'm like, bro, do you know me? Like, you know me from somewhere? He like, nigga, yeah, I know you is. Trying to get me to, like, get into some shit. So I'm like, man, I flagged you off, and I just walked out the store. I already know, like, when you sit by the door, you feel me?
You know that make you nervous if I do it, like, your girl.
You know, that's why I be trying to be cool, because you don't want to be nervous and make it seem like something about that. You want them to be as calm as possible, you feel me? You want the girl and the kids to be, like, making it seem like everything's cool. Ain't nothing about to happen to us, you feel me? Like, we super good. So I just be cool, and I just kept it cordial. I'm like, come on, we out. This is some real shit.
Yeah.
So they got to the car, and while they get to the car, that's when I let niggas know, like, I'm not on that. You feel me? And I ain't gonna say what happened, but niggas know that I'm just not on that.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. You know what I mean?
The thing about women, not all, y'all need to understand some shit. Y'all niggas is not out there in the trenches like that. Y'all don't pay attention to what the streets are like that. That's why motherfuckers be acting like, y'all understand what black men go through. Just going outside, period, anywhere you go. Women, y'all have to understand. Y'all be acting like men. I'm not switching gears on y'all, but I just need y'all to critically think some fucking time. Y'all be in the crib. Y'all go out with your little homegirls. Y'all not in the trenches like that. Maybe some of y'all, it's a handful of y'all that be in the trenches. If a nigga that's always outside tell you, yo, this ain't right here. I'm not feeling this energy. We got to pull out. Yo, we got to bounce. Be easy. You're not going to pull there. Shit ain't looking right. Shit looking real high. And y'all bitches be taking shit for a fucking game. Y'all be acting like men and don't even understand the shit that black men go through every fucking day. But y'all want to act like a man. Y'all got on the construction boots, the Tims, the hoodie, every motherfucking thing. Y'all want to put everything on. Then when shit pop off, you crying like a little fucking bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Like, his girl's not paying, and she still didn't listen because she dropped the location. What the fuck is up with y'all, son? And still dropped the fucking location. Sorry for being so fucking passionate, but y'all bitches need to wake up and stop acting like y'all don't fucking understand us, man. Y'all too fucking big-headed for y'all own fucking good. Y'all don't even be on the front lines like that. Y'all live in your own fucking bubble. Start paying attention to what a nigga say. Yo, listen, shit ain't right, love. Just because your dumb ass is in La La Land, that don't mean this nigga don't see what you can't see. Y'all have to stop being so much of a dodo bird. If it don't apply, let it fly. I don't give a fuck how mad you get. This is a prime example of what black men go through every fucking day. Every day, we could get smoked just by bumping a nigga the wrong way in the store. Just by me, nigga, I told you, I could have got smoked, literally smoked. I still remember to this day. I'm not going to tell you the location or street. 2 in the morning. Matter of fact, I think I just got off live with y'all. This was like a good month and a half. I can say 2 months, two months ago, nigga. I take a cab because it's like 2 in the morning. The store that sells the CBD weed don't have it. They closed. So, you know, I only smoke CBD weed, right? Low THC. I don't like to be high too long. So I took a cab to the store that's like a good 5 minutes away. Long story fucking short. I don't have cash. I always have it on my card. So I'm glad I didn't have it, like had cash. Because I swear to God, if I would have had cash, that would have been it. Long story short, we pull up to the fucking store. These two little African or West Indian dudes at the store, whatever. So they basically finishing up. In New York, at the hours, they got that rolling window. So you can't go in. It's the window and the revolving shit that you get you do your transactions from. Anyway, long story short. So as they're getting this stuff out, I'm standing behind them. Before we even stopped, there's nobody outside really, but these two at the store. And I look, there's a church in the block down there. There's nobody out. So once I get out and go behind these niggas, next thing you know, it's a big nigga with a hoodie with a mask on his face. Like a regular mask. Like just ice gonna, but me, I have to pay attention to my surroundings. So I'm looking at him and I'm watching cars go by. So I'm just giving him that energy that I'm paying attention and you know what I mean? I ain't being scared or whatever the case may be. But he kind of looked like he was on one, but then again, he didn't. He just came out of nowhere. So I don't know, is this nigga trying to get something to eat or whatever? So once the two niggas in front of me left, I go and order my shit. And literally, I was slipped because as I'm ordering and shit like that, and I'm like, yo, nah, that one, this, that, and third. Like, no, get that soda right there. I totally forgot this nigga was behind me. In the midst of me ordering shit, once I pulled out my wallet, I pulled out my card. I didn't have no cash. I pulled out my card, my nigga. I turned around after finished ordering. The nigga was gone. He was gone. He was like, I didn't even know where this nigga went at. He totally, like, just poofed. If I would have pulled that, if I had cash, that nigga probably would have smoked me. Because these niggas over here, niggas is getting smoked, family. Like, bitches getting killed. Like, it's crazy. Trust me, LA is not the only place where shit is popping the fuck off, my nigga. So, I'm just glad I ain't had cash. Because a bullet can't, I can't stop no fucking bullet. Long story short, the phone lines is already open. Oh, shit, y'all on here. So hopefully this fucking blog talk is not acting up. Area code 213, we got Callie in the building. Please tell me you can hear me good, please. Please tell me you can hear me. Area code 213, you on the air, family. Okay, maybe you was on hold too long. I'll put you on mute. Brooklyn and Callie, please tell me you can hear me, son.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I sound clear back there? On your end?
Yeah, you sound clear. It was good.
All right, let's get it.
Hey, look, man. Arrogance will get you killed out here in these streets, man. Motherfuckers that's from other areas, even motherfuckers that's from the area. I'm from L.A., and I don't even go to that Roscoe's over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Main Streets is over there. Hoover's is over there. Swans is over there. Like, no, like you gotta be more aware of where you're going and what the fuck you're doing. I don't think old girl did that shit purposely. Niggas and bitches don't think the same. Niggas out here in these streets, they know that at any time another nigga could come up on them and shit could get cracking. Women that, cause all they think is the niggas is trying to fuck on them. It's different.
Right.
I just think that it's more some senseless shit happened, and you know it's always senseless when we see people getting shot and murdered for shit. Like if you walking around with that kind of chunky jewelry and shit, I hope you insuring that shit. Let that shit go. Live to see another day. That shit is not worth your life, bro.
For real, that's true.
You know,
yeah,
like, why you fighting over chains and shit? I just don't get it, man. And, you know, I seen somebody in the chat earlier. Nigga sounded like an idiot talking about, I thought, Black Lives Matter and all that other kind of shit. Look, man, all that negative shit that you come to the chat with, man, you would never say that to a nigga face. Never. So keep that dumb shit to yourself. I just feel bad for his family. I feel bad for his kid because he was a father.
That's
but
right.
Niggas got to know where they at. And you realize that niggas is acting up in all the cities where entertainment is prevalent. L.A., New York, ATL. A lot of shit been going on in different places. Not, you know, I just think that when you dealing with certain, when you dealing with, when you in a certain industry and you know that shit is funky and everybody ain't got money. Everybody ain't living good. Some people don't have shit. The last thing you want to do is look like you shitting on the next man or you flossing on the next man. What Pac said, you blind to a broken man's dreams, my nigga.
Right. Let me ask this question. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you about to say?
Because I want to ask this question, right? And this to you know, some of the people that basically brung this up. That's what made me say what I said earlier. All right. Like you said, like we said, everything happens everywhere, right? So
yeah.
Is it safe to say that niggas can call L.A. the land of the haters? Or because at the end of it, they can be anywhere. But just look at the history. So it's like, nigga, just going to the store, if you go to the wrong area, like you said, Beverly Hills ain't safe. Nowhere is safe. Can they say that
niggas
hating on niggas?
Our gang territory and the way our gangs is broken down is way different than any of these other places, man. Like, it's gangs everywhere in this motherfucker. I don't care what nobody say. The outskirts of Beverly Hills is gangs. West
right.
LA is gangs. On the east side is gangs. On the west side is gangs. And we ain't even talking about just all black gangs. We have Hispanic gangs too.
Absolutely.
Gang banging is prevalent in California. And for niggas who don't think so, you keep seeing the same shit happen. Now, what happened to Pop Smoke? That was unfortunate. Somebody dropped the Addy, so they came and got him. But this nigga PNB Rock is in the middle of some bullshit over there. That motherfucker is the lion's den over there, nigga, and I swear to God. I'm from L.A. and I don't even go to that bitch, man. I promise. It's horrible over there. And you can ask any other nigga that's from L.A. If they keeping it real, they be like, man, nigga, that, and look, motherfuckers still go to that Roscoe's, and that's the Roscoe's that was rat infested. That motherfucker was closed down for a minute.
And that's what I'm saying. Before I go to these other callers, that's what I'm saying. Why is they, like, that's why I said respect to him and God bless his soul. But he should have known better. And just by his interviews, he felt like he had something to prove. And he always had to go to the hood. But if that's where you want to go. But don't go there shining because they're going to think you trying to shit on them. Oh, you just dangling steak. Don't put yourself out there like that. That was a wrong mistake on his part. You have to keep it up.
What did I say when I first got on? I said arrogance kills, bro. When you arrogant, that shit will get you put in the dirt, bro. When you think you untouchable, or you think you heard what he said. I'm from the trenches like you. I'm from this like you. I'm from this. No, the major difference is, nigga, you look like you got a bag. And them niggas is from the trenches, and they going to take that motherfucker. They ain't your friends. They ain't your homies. Nigga, you look like steak, nigga. And we about to eat, nigga. Ain't nobody never heard of PNB Rock being a stand-up hood street, nigga. You ever heard that?
Have you
ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
I ain't never heard that. The niggas from Philadelphia that I heard was in the streets, nigga. Beans and them niggas and ARF and all them niggas. Them the niggas I heard. That was rapping, I should say. I ain't never heard that shit about no PNB Rock. It's unfortunate that he passed. I hate that they showed that fucking video. Most of these niggas that nigga was real thin, man. Niggas ain't taking a whole lot of shots, bro. They said he was shot several times.
Yeah.
And you saw, if you saw the video, he lost a lot of blood. That shit was all over the floor.
Yeah, that video was crazy, man. I only watched it like twice. I don't want to watch that shit again. And you could tell that he was moving. He was fighting, man. He was fighting. Damn, bro. Like, you should just why?
No,
why?
I get PNB as a gang. I get PNB as a gang. But what I'm saying is, what have you ever heard about PNB Rock? Is what I'm saying. Anybody can be a part of a gang. Just because you're part of a gang don't mean you thorough. It don't mean you bought it, and it don't mean you street. You just part of a gang, man.
Hey, yo, my G, call back in. I'm going to take some more of these calls, man. Shout out to my nigga Brooklyn the Cali,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Brooklyn
right,
the
peace.
Cali, y'all stay up in the chat. One love, y'all.
Peace. All right, so 908-443-585 and 587. Then I'm going to go to this one right here from Cali. Let me go to 213. Are you there now? 213, are you there? Area code 213. Are you there, sir, ma'am? Okay, I'm going to have to X you out now. All right, let me go to 980. Make it quick, please. 980, you're on the air. What's up, family?
Yeah, what up?
How you
good,
doing, brother?
Man? It's your boy, Excel. Doing good, man, doing good. I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, tap in, man, about, you know, in the discussion. And,
okay.
I mean, it's just a sad situation, man, overall, up and down. You know what I mean? We say, you know, everybody got foresight, you know what I'm saying? So we all can goddamn overanalyze, interpret this shit after the fact. But you only got to be slipping at one time, you know what I'm saying? You only got to be, you know, you could be 99 out of 100, but hey, if you don't get that, you know, that one, if you be like, all right, you know, I'm gonna just leave the vest at the crib today, that might be the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's, and
right.
You can have the vest on, have you know, have your piece on you, everything for like 99 times, but it's that one time that you say, you know what, I ain't even gonna fuck with it right now. That be the day that you get got. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people are like, you gotta be prepared. You gotta know. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm not from LA, you know what I'm saying? But from what, if it's true about that area, that, like, even people that's from there, like old boy was talking about before me, if,
right.
Like, yo, I ain't even going over there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why the hell you over there? But see, that's, you know, all this internet that everybody got, you know what I mean? It's like, bro, do a couple Googles. Like, bro, like, all right, let me see, like, is this the Roscoe's we need to be?
You know what I mean?
Gotta do, if you you know what I mean, just, you already feel the energy, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, and see, man, you know, my old lady, she like that too. She like to go out and eat and shit like that. You know, that's what females do. They take pictures and shit like that. But I know that for a fact. If I got that type of notoriety and you know what I mean, if niggas is shining like that and shit like that, she's already, you know what I mean, 0.5 ahead. You know what I mean, and I'm 0.5 ahead of her, so we kind of just be, hey, you know what I mean. I got to see that. You know what I mean. Even
he was a gang bag. She was a gang.
Right, exactly.
He just finished speaking, talking about. Go ahead, family. Bro,
my old lady was like, yo, why the fuck she do that? Like, she was like, she was mad at her. Like, she was on that shit before I was. You know what I mean? She's like, she got to know better than that. But at the same time, when you go into a restaurant, yo, you got to sit, like, where you can see the entrance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be, you got to know, like, you can't be having your back to the door. And, you know,
right.
You got all this jewelry on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, you got to be a little bit wiser. But according to some interviews he had prior, which I'm sure everybody was looking at, like, he kind of knew the temperature was on him. You know what I mean? He like, bro, like, I know the heat been on me. So if you know that, like, bro, the universe worked, like, you got to know. Like, if the universe going to pretty much let you know what the fuck is going to happen before the shit happens. So, but you got to pick up on that shit. He's like, follow your intuition and shit like that. And I heard another angle, which I'm not sure if anybody heard this yet. But this month, PNB Rock, it was his first month of being truly independent as an independent artist. So I don't know what type of angle that has to go. Hey, somebody in the chat, y'all do, you know, help me out with the research. But I seen that on Twitter, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's crazy right there, because now he's dead. His streams is going up, and the old label Empire is benefiting. You know what I mean? But yeah, I done talked enough, man. Hey, I'm SL, man. I appreciate. You know what I mean? Y'all, you know, let me speak and everything. You know what I'm saying, my G?
Yo, thank you for the call, King. Peace.
No doubt, bro. Peace.
All right, before I go to the other calls, I just looked. Hold on. Let me share my screen. Everybody that's on the call that's waiting, hold on one second. I ain't forget y'all. All on, soldiers. All on. Everybody, please, if you're new to the chat, make sure you subscribe and hit that all for all notifications, man. All right, and if y'all would love to show some love to the platform, please do. And this just popped up. Shout out to Gossip of the City T and all that good shit. This is crazy. I don't know if there's any, all right, there's no audio to that. But he just turned independent, and he's on Empire. So all these motherfuckers, man. What's the nigga name again? Damn, what's his name? Gazi. What's up, man? Over something, all these niggas under Empire. Something ain't right, man. Every empire that was formed came with some form of tragedy. Came with some form of death to it. You understand what I'm saying? That's fucking bananas, man. Fucking bananas. That is fucking bananas. Who that? Man, fuck all that. Oh, man. That just means I'm really going to look more into that now. There's no fucking coincidence. How is it? Damn it, everybody that's on fucking Empire, they getting murdered once niggas get independent. These niggas is definitely putting some insurance on their fucking clients or something. And again, it's another, like the homie said, that's another theory, but I have to reiterate and piggyback off just a couple of points that he said, and I'm going to go to the phone line, right? Some women, I know I got on your ass a little while ago, but there's a lot of women that do be on point. It be them bitches that know what's up. Like, baby, why would you wear that knowing we going over here? Or look, shit ain't feeling right in here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, some women know better. Y'all dingbats, y'all little bubblehead little bitches. If your man is telling you the energy is off here or shit ain't looking right, shut the fuck up and roll with it and bounce. Just because you want to get something, there's a whole bunch, there's other places that can substitute this shit right now. You want to die, you want to get robbed, or you want to eat? Which one? So it makes a lot of sense, but he should have known better. He should have placed a call. Why is it that we feel like just because we are like one of them, or we feel like, fuck that, I'm going to show these niggas, I'm going to go to the hood. It had to be a thought that made him go there. It's not like he did not know where to go. And I love what he said, because the universe always gives you examples. They give you warnings first. Warnings. The universe, this universe is real. The universal law, it shows you, or God, however you want to put it, it's all the same thing to me. Give you signs, warning signs, man. And when we know that, sometimes niggas just take that chance, like, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. Let me take my chances. That's a little bit of arrogance there. Pressing your luck, you should have placed a call, man. I think he know better. And that wasn't a smart move, man. That was so fucked up, man. 213, I'm going to get back to you, man. I'm going to go all the way up. I'm going to go to where we at, man. We're going to 718. 718 area code. If you can make it quick, please do. 718, you on the air.
Yo, what up? Your boy Newell. All
right, talk to me real quick. What's up, Emmy?
All right, so let me just say something about these labels, right? They have life insurance policies on all artists. That's
right.
Fact, right? anybody on Empire, they had, that's a fact, they had life insurance policies. So you have, what, King Von, XX. Once they died, who owns their stuff? At least their streaming stuff and the distribution stuff. So PNB
right.
Rock is no different. You know what I mean? Do I feel like the girl set him up? No. She was just being a bird brain and dumb. You know what I mean? And Mike, he changed her password so she couldn't be on Instagram for a little bit, apparently. So I asked myself, okay, obviously he probably did that so he can stop posting location. So what did she probably do? The moment, all right, you have your Instagram back, you post the location. Dumb. So my opinion, no. I don't think she set him up. I think she had a dumb movement, but I kind of blame him too. Mind you, I've met him back in 2017. Coolest dude ever, right? Never got a chance to work with him. However, he knew better, and he knew certain places in LA you shouldn't even be moving like that anyway. And looking at the spot from the Google Maps, that place is hella small, so there was not much where he can go once he got caught up. You know what I mean? So that's just an unfortunate situation. And, like, yo, he didn't even take his own advice. You know what I'm saying? And I think he got too comfortable, my opinion.
Hey, man, I thank you for your call, family. What part of New York you from? What borough are you in?
It's Brooklyn. It's Newark. Newark kids.
All right, you already know, man. Salute, man. Brooklyn all day. One. All right, we're going to go to 215. We're going to Philly. What's up, family? You on the air. If you can make it quick, please do. So I get back to the...
Yo, what's up? What's up, Mike?
What's up,
family? I'm just put it like this. PNB Rock is from Philly, right? And the block he from is in Germantown. So it's bad around. They in the war right now. The Young Boys is in the war. So he feels as though if it could happen in Philly, it could happen anywhere. But one thing about Philly cats, we ain't scared to go nowhere. And if you gonna run up on us, you gotta do us in, cause we not going to just give up. That's just how the mentality of Philly dudes is. You can look at all the rappers that we have in Philly; they ain't no suckers. Beans can go anywhere that he wanna go. You feel what I'm saying? So that's just how our mentality is. That's just my opinion, being that I know from Philly. And for one, going back to that Cali guy, PNB Rock was a street ball. He's been locked up for guns recently. Him and his baby mama been selling. So he's a street dude, so the mentality that he got is a street mentality, whether it's right or it's wrong to some people. But that's just the mentality that we got in Philly. It's killings every day there. You feel what I'm saying? So he feels as though if I can make it in my own hood, I could go anywhere I want. And then if you go back and look at the academic interview that he had, not with PNB Rock, but about Atlantic Records, you would see that all the artists, the top artists, they don't have no contracts. You get what I'm saying? They own all the music. So now if he go to Empire, look at all the dudes they got that died. They all was what? Street dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Feel what I'm saying? So now you get all the street dudes on Empire, you own the music. If you look at the academics interview, you broke it down and said that the industry is trying to quick flip rappers. How could you quick flip rappers? By killing them. You put them out for a little while, make money, they die off, you get the insurance policy, go on to the next one. So that's just my opinion and the fact of how PNB Rock is, because that's just how Philly dudes roll. We just not going to give it up. You're going to have to take it from us, or we're going to give it to you one way or the other. And that's just how it is. Him and his brother. That's just how it is. So just my opinion into it. That girl ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just a dumb move that she did. But he knew what he was doing, and he knew that if a nigga run up on him, they're going to have to kill me for this chain, because I'm not no sucker. Everybody that know me in my hood and in Philly, they know he ain't a sucker. That's why he never been ran up on himself.
Here's the thing. I want to say thank you to Jason, Enoch, and Todd 3 for your donation. Definitely appreciate it. Let me just say this. And trust me, I respect that. I come from, I'm a hood nigga as well. But I just want to say this, man. You see? Let me ask you a question. You.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. You have the same mentality as him, right? As PNB Rock, right? You ain't gonna take the shit from me, right? Yes or no? Just yes or no?
I mean,
no, Yes,
yeah, I mean, as a man, yeah, you're going to have to take it from me. I'm not going to give it up.
Now, hold up. Cool. Now, here's the message to everybody out there. I understand. I get the mentality. My show is about for the kids who is looking up to this, wanting to be inspired to be a rapper and so forth, so on. So I'm giving them the cons. The cons of this shit. My whole shit is only for the kids who don't know. For those who get it, this shit ain't for you. It's for the niggas who need to know. This is my whole shit. So my thing is, kids, you hear that, right? Here's my advice to you. If you have jewelry and you have insurance on it, or you know that you can make that shit back and you will buy it back, give up the fucking chain. Give it up. Because you can replace the chain. You cannot.
You can replace the chain, but think about this, Mike. Let me just say this real quick. I ain't going to take up too much of your time, though. But listen.
All right, man. Yeah. Go ahead, family.
I'm just saying, if I give you my chain willingly, right, what the next man going to think? Now when I go out, I'm paranoid. And niggas going to be running up on me. So you got to understand the mentality that he got.
Wait. I'm listening to what you said. Kids, learn. And I'm glad I'm having this dialogue with you, King. Real shit, no disrespect. This is out of brotherly love. You understand? So it's all about your ego, right? How you want to feel if it did take your chain. Now you want to be on point. Would you rather have that or to wake up looking at your body at the scene dead? You can't. Your soul leaves. You can see yourself most likely. So would you rather go to the pearly gates, my friend? Do you have children?
Yeah, I got kids.
All right, now hold that thought. You have children, so you rather be the I don't give a fuck nigga.
No, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that that's just the mentality that we got from Philly. That's how the street dudes move in Philly. I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking on P&B Rock. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm giving the kids who is listening. This is a prime example on what not to do. What I'm doing is all about awareness. I get it. But I just want to say salute to you. Be easy. Be safe. And stay up, King. All right? You have a blessed one.
Peace.
Before I go to the next call, this is why I do what I do. This is why I do what I do. If you want to be the tough guy, killers respect killers, right? Gangsters respect gangsters. Fighters respect fighters, right? Now, if you want to live another day, just give up the chain. I'm not going to go through all that hypothetical shit. Would you rather die for not being a sucker? Or you could just give them that chain, give up that watch, and keep your life and go home to your daughters or go home to your kids, your sons, go home to your family, period. Or just make it home, period. Do you want to live or you want to die? Either or. Which one y'all niggas going to take? That's why this is for the kids who are coming up, listening, and being influenced by this stupid shit. Sometimes we promote the abnormal shit of our community, of ourselves. You know what I mean? We really highlight, we hold on to the most abnormal shit because that's what we're prone to. You can't act like you got any sense around your own people. You can't act like you know big words, or you can't sound smart. You can't act like you know how to fucking read. You can't do nothing. That's abnormal shit that we do. So we have to, our ignorance is our downfall. We have to act ignorant to fit in. We got to be a dickhead to fit in. We got to think negative all the time to fit in. We got to have our pants over our ass just to fit in. And we literally see life in the most abnormal way. A lot of us see things clearer. A lot of us see the bullshit. A lot of us came from the same humble beginnings. And just look at life experiences and look at it from a whole different perspective. Have a broad way of thinking. Think outside the box. you know what I'm saying, that has some type of sense, who was mature, you know, articulate, you know, and yo, it's just, this kids, only thing I'm saying, kids, just learn from this shit. Don't be a fool. That's all I'm saying, man. Maybe I'm not saying everything that I need to say, but I'm pretty sure some of y'all getting where the fuck I'm coming from. Just learn from other people's mistakes. Just learn from their mistakes. I'm going to go to Cali again. 213. You better pick up this time, goddammit. 213. What you want, man?
What it do, my boy?
What's good? Let's get to
it. I just want to comment on what y'all was talking about, man, about the... That's like my worst fear, man. You know, I'm 42. No, I've been out here Cali all my life. You know, been shot at, you know, but... The thing is, it's like, that's my worst fear, man. It's like, they all, you know, niggas want to be too tough and, you know, not think about, you know, damn, I'm not going to make it home tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you getting shot, when you going, you know, you talk to shit before it happened. Oh, I ain't giving up shit. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. Man, cut the bullshit. Because when that shit is in your face, yeah, it's going down. If you acting tough, that means you don't give a fuck. You ain't thinking about your kids, bro. That shit is ignorant. You know what I'm saying? That shit is way ignorant, bro. So, you know, if a person was sitting there, you know, in that chair like that, bro was sitting there like he didn't want to give it up, that shit can be bought again. You know, and these niggas out here ain't playing, man. These niggas out here, like dude said, on this other shit, it's like if a nigga running up in a security, armed security store, jewelry store, what do you think they're going to do to you? You know what I'm saying? What you think they're going to do to you? You ain't sitting behind no glass. You within arm's reach. I can either grab it, you know, stab you for it, choke you for it, you know, and ain't no telling the size of the nigga that ran up in there. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody out there thirsty, bro.
Right.
You know, I'm from the land, like from the land, bro. That area right there, that's just a place where they say, you know how they say, we're going to build some shit in the hood. We're going to put a Roscoe's over here in the hood. Right in the heart of, like, that's the middle of everything. I'm wondering what the fuck was he doing over there?
Yeah, that's
for
no,
one.
No.
You know, your grounds, I mean, you know, they going to do you in Hollywood and all that too. But those are your stomping grounds. When you out here, y'all want to stick to the tourist attraction in Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Right.
At least you can say I was over there and it happened. But damn, you come over. You wasn't a couple. You was a couple minutes away from what?
What street?
You
that
know
was
what
on?
I'm saying?
That was on.
That was on Manchester and Maine.
On
Manchester and Maine, bro. All
right.
If you go behind Roscoe's. It's a hood right behind Roscoe's. It's a hood behind the McDonald's. It's Main Street. It's all kind of shit. I'm from Crenshaw and Slauson, so I was born and raised on that side of town. L.A. is my stomping ground, bro. I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to know. You got to know. And how the fuck would you know to even go? That's what I'm thinking. Out of your phone just saying, point me to the nearest Roscoe, and if you coming out of Beverly Hills, it ain't going to point you over there.
Right.
You know, what you doing riding down to 110 that far? Because that's the only freeway next to that. It's the 110 freeway.
Right.
Right off of Manchester. You get off the freeway, bust it left, or you bust it right, or whichever way you're coming from, go down the street. You stop at the light and go down to the next light. Roscoe's right there. But right under that freeway, you got the Hoovers on this side. And then on the other side of the freeway, you got Main Street on this side. You got some Bloods down the street. You got some. It's that's when L.A. gets to be tricky. You cross one Main Street, you're in another hood. You cross another one, you're in another hood. That's how it is, bro.
I don't fucking don't got no picture.
Regular niggas over there don't even walk down the street like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to that picture.
So,
right?
I don't know, man.
That's
I didn't hear you. What'd you say, bro?
Well, I'm trying to look up the address right now. I'm going to Google Earth right now. But that's really...
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying I just...
Man, he was like, in a...
I just feel like he...
Go ahead.
I think he was pressing his luck. Like maybe like, fuck that. We're going to go there, baby. You know what I mean? But we really ain't going to know really...
Yeah.
his girlfriend ever speaks out about it. If she speaks up, then we're going to know the mentality at that point where he basically he signed his own death certificate, man.
Yeah, unless, you know, you got some dudes who be like, okay, say you pulling up over there, and you know you in the hood, you kind of shook inside yourself, you and your girl, but you ain't letting her know. You sit down, you get through this shit with your jewelry on, you eat your food, you get up out of there, then you want to make a post. Oh, yeah, I'm over here in the hood, I'm over here in L.A., I'm outside, and you get a chance to get up out of there. See, this is what they think it is going to be all the time. No, it's not. Dude, I'm a real street nigga. I ain't never had no Instagram, never had no Facebook, never had MySpace. Every time that my brothers and them, when they would bring that shit to my attention, man, you need to get up on this, get up on that. When I say what it's for, what it's actually for, and they tell me, it's like, oh, I don't need that shit. So now I'm kind of stuck, but then it's like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, bro. Because if I still got to step out here and do something for my family or do something, hey, I ain't the one to be posting this shit. I'm going to tell you like that. And these youngsters and these girls and these females, man, they got it fucked up with doing that. They got the game way fucked up doing that, posting everything you want to eat. No, I don't care about what the fuck y'all eating.
Right.
You know, nobody care about what you eating. What they care about, what they waiting on you to post. What everybody is watching is that location. Soon as it drops. So just as well as you got a fan or whatever, or your friends watching, man, there's some real motherfuckers watching that shit because they know this is their job. Obviously, it's their job to watch you motherfuckers. It's their job. That's what they do. Sit at home, smoke weed, plot, and sit on that live and befriend people or whatever on that shit. And look who I'm chatting with, bro. It be some hood nigga. Look at right sitting in the hood. Look who I'm chatting with, bro. This so-and-so. Look, I'm watching this nigga. When you drop that location, he on your ass. They say, oh, well, this shit ain't worth nothing and this and that. But to a person that's broke, that's coming from that area, bro, $100,000 and up and jewels and money, that's a life changer for them.
Now look at this, right? Cool and Danny, but nigga, this is a one way in, one way out. How would you make it out anyway? You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, I'm a
decision. And hold on, last thing. 6ix9ine.
Man, that's crazy. I would have sent that bitch up in there, like boy said.
Somebody.
I would have ordered that food and been like, here, go out and go get it. It's ready. You know.
Right. Now hold on. Somebody should have learned.
Go ahead.
Nigga should have learned from 6ix9ine. And what I mean by that, not the fucked up shit he said, but what he did years ago when niggas was finding where he was at, what he started doing was posting where he was at, his location, after he left hours ago. So she should have put that picture when he was in the house.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, right,
so
exactly.
That all the time.
Now that's real thinking right there.
What's your last story?
That's real thinking right there.
Right, go ahead, King.
But my thing, I think, but even him being over there, if you just walk in there with about five dudes that's in your crew, two of them might be burning up, three of them or whatever, everybody. I'm sitting at the table, me and my girl eating, y'all sitting around me watching.
That's right.
He could have got away with some shit. You know, but Walker, I mean, you know, you didn't have to be from out here to set that move right there to take somebody with me, one of my homeboys or whatever, you know, from where I'm from. And we finna go up here and go eat, but we gonna play this situation like this. We come out, but hopefully, I mean, we know the outcome of one guy against five guns. Come on now. But he would have played it like that. He could have came up out of there like that. But, you know,
yeah.
Dudes out here ain't playing, man. They not playing, man. I'm telling you. I don't go out with all that shit on. I don't even buy all that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I stay an hour away out the city, not towards where the stars stay at. It's other ways. It's other places to go. You don't have to go north. And y'all all bunched up in Calabasas and shit together. Stay together now. Everybody off the 101. So that's where they know to go. I'm the whole opposite way, jumping over the mountain, coming over this way. So, you know, I'm like, man.
Nigga, anywhere you
see put yourself this sign, in the lion's den, man.
Listen, anywhere you see this sign, keep your jewelry in the house. EBT and ATM. When you see that shit, nigga, you know where you at.
You know where you at when you see EBT on the goddamn El Pollo Loco across the street. The only motherfucker ain't taking EBT is McDonald's. It's the only motherfucker that ain't bowed down. Burger King, Jack in the Box, they got them all. So when you over there in the hood, you see that shit. Man, because when you over there on the west side, on the west side, you don't see none of that shit.
For real, man.
I only seen one damn, it's one on Fairfax that take EBT, and that's it. That's way on the west side, but that's before you even get to Beverly Hills, though. So, you know.
But yeah,
ain't no way in the world I'd be playing the city like that if I was an out-of-towner, man. I'm just saying.
Listen, I appreciate your call, because I want all of LA to check in, man. I'm really loving this conversation. I'm going to say thank you. You be safe out there.
Yeah, man,
good.
Rest in peace to that boy, man. You know, shout out to Philly, too, man. You know, it's all love, man. And, you know, everybody got some ignorant niggas in their city anyway, you know, doing some shit. But you can't be moving like that out nowhere, really. But especially out here, it ain't sweet. I heard
That's
a few
right.
cats say it's sweet, too, since the times, you know, evolved. But shit is getting really reckless out here. They running up their houses on the north side all out here. You know, everywhere, bro. So you can't, you know, I wouldn't even, I wouldn't even perform out this motherfucker. I show this city for what it is. You know, throw no more shows. Everybody go perform everywhere else and go hang everywhere else and move out and go do what you do. Let Cali be for a minute.
Right.
That way you ain't got to worry about checking in to these big name niggas, you know, or worrying about coming to spend money with so-and-so and, you know, over your freedom and spending your money like that.
Facts.
You know
Amen.
What I'm saying? You'll see they'll start coming to y'all.
No doubt.
All right, man.
Peace. Now, shout out to L.A. Now, I see more people. So if people calling from L.A., I'm gonna take y'all calls first. So I'm going to go to another 213. All right? We got 213. You on the air. What's up, family?
Hello?
Yo, what's good?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, love. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on? Love, are you on your cricket? Yeah, she definitely. You on your rotary? Your phone is hooked up to the wall? Yes, something ain't right. I'm going to take one more call, then we're going to get back to the show. Then I take a few more calls a little bit. We've been taking calls for a little bit. So I'm going to take, let me see. I'll do 951. 951 area code, you're on the air. And please make it quick if you can, please.
Hello?
Area code. Yes, sir. What's up, Emma?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Dre. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. Talk to me.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to get my little, you know, I'm from Inglewood, too.
All right.
Born off of Crenshaw. You know what I mean? And that old little situation, man, I heard somebody else that you had talked to a little bit earlier was saying, you know, they're going to be in that robbery stuff, man. I just feel honestly, bro, that, you know, that whole little situation could have turned differently with giving up the chain. I get the whole little situation with not looking like a bitch or whatever the situation is, but you got to really, like, weigh it, you know what I mean? Like, is the chain more important to your life?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, is your kids more important? You know, you know when you doing the rah-rah stuff, you're not really thinking too much about your family and the strain that it puts on them and the strain that it puts on your kids and the strain that it puts on everybody, you know, who's on your side. It's not just you. You know what I mean? And that whole little situation, man, you know, one of my homies had called me because he was across the street and he was, you know what I mean, showing me the area. And, you know, I don't want to get into detail on what he has seen, but, you know, bro was still alive at that moment. And, you know, just what he was saying was going inside and his hand was shaking and, you know what I mean? It was just a lot going on, man. And you know, that kind of broke my heart, man. Just me living, you know, I'm from Inglewood, man. I've been born and raised in Inglewood, went to Inglewood High School, Manchester and Crenshaw. So just hearing that my city is still moving like that, man, and getting worse is, you know what I mean? That's heavy for me, man, because, you know, I believe in change, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say something real quick because I heard you a little bit earlier. You were saying something about, you know, if he died and he seen his body or whatnot. I got a pastor, man. I got a pastor who, he was from Crenshaw Mafia, and his name was Duno. And he, you know, he got shot 9 times. And
wow.
He was bleeding out. And while he was bleeding out, there was a bus driver. She was driving the bus. And she seen him on the side bleeding out, so she hop off the bus while there's people on the bus, and she goes and prays with him while he's on the ground bleeding out, right? Now, there's other people, whatever, they call 911, apply pressure, whatever, but she's praying with him. And he said that before she was praying for him, before she started praying for him, he was feeling his spirit leave his body, and it started to scare him because he didn't know if it was just him going to shock. He didn't know if it was him tripping. He didn't know what the situation was, and he said as his spirit was kind of leaving his body, he couldn't really do nothing about it. He was trying to stay in his body, but he can feel it leaving.
Wow.
And he was telling me that he was seeing, you know, shadow figures and all kind of stuff, man. And this lady prayed for him, and you know, he was still there. They got him to the hospital. He went through like 5 different surgeries, and now he's here today, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he's preaching. You know, him and his family moved to Texas. This was a while ago, but now he's preaching, man. And, you know, people don't understand the seriousness behind that, man, and the seriousness behind situations like that. You know what I mean? Especially with coming to L.A. and, you know, how L.A. moves and how we move, man. It's a dangerous thing, man. It's a sad thing, but it's a dangerous thing, man. You know, and for all the young kids that are listening, man, just give it up. If you got a chain, you got a Rolex or something like that, first of all, he shouldn't have been wearing that over there. I do agree with that, you know what I mean, especially in that area, because that niggas book you for that all the time, whether you're celebrity or not, you get booked.
Right.
Niggas is hungry in that area. This is real gangbang. You got the, like Odin said, Hovers, you know what I mean, the Ingwood family's right up the street. Like, niggas ain't plant. So you got to be very careful with how you move, you know what I mean? But in the same sense, if you do slip up, you know, because most likely he probably slipped up, you know, probably was with his girl, probably wasn't even thinking like that. He probably wasn't even thinking that he would be there long enough for that to happen. You know what I mean? And so, you know, you got to be smooth. And if you do get caught like that, just give it up, man. It's nothing about you looking cool. It's nothing about you looking like a mark. It ain't got nothing to do with that, man. Because you can buy another chain. I'd rather look like a mark and breathe and go back to my kids and family than be dead.
That's what I be trying to say, man. It don't make no sense. Look, I say this. I always like to throw a little jokey joke in it. But do y'all see this picture right here? Do y'all see the screen? It look like this nigga is throwing up a gang sign right there. So if he would have just looked at the area and seen the picture of the in front of the place, and you see the nigga throwing up signs, that's the end of
the Yeah, it do look like I'm looking at that.
You know what I mean? I just wanted to say that little joke. But it's real, man. It's really real, man. That shit is just sad, man. What's your last thoughts in closing out, King? And thank you for your call. What's your last thought?
Definitely, man. My last thing, man, is just to stay safe, man. You know what I mean? For all, especially people that's going to L.A., especially rappers and stuff that's visiting L.A., you know what I mean? I'm not saying go terrified and petrified, but I'm saying just be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of how you move, man. Be mindful of what you wear. Be mindful of who's around you. Be mindful of what you post. Don't post, like Odu said, don't post, or I think you said, don't post nothing, you know what I mean,
right.
When you're there, man. You better post that like 2 hours after you go, man. You don't want nobody coming. You know, they don't need to know where you at.
Right.
You know what I mean? I understand you want to let everybody know you're having a good time, man, but you know, these times is different. They not like how it was when we were kids. People are different now. They see that and they see money. They book you. They'll kill you. There's people that'll kill you, man. For you, they don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. They want that $60,000 or $100,000 chain. That's all they want. They not thinking about nothing else but getting that. So yeah, man, just be safe, man. Especially to the youngest, be safe. Especially coming to LA. be safe, be mindful, man. Move smart. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Thank you, King. I really appreciate your call.
Appreciate it, big dog.
All right, peace. Now, I took a lot of calls. Yeah, if the ones that's still on, because there's a lot of y'all, please just hold on for a minute. All right, just give me a little bit. I'll come back to you in like 5 minutes. I promise. All right, just want to breathe a little bit, man. Let me go to this. This is his last post. Hold on, baby, yeah, baby. Hold on 1 second. This is the last story that he put up. Where I'm at, baby. That's it. Yep. I don't know if I'm gonna play the. Yeah, the music. I'm trying not to play any music. But this is his last story that he had. So this probably when he was on his way to Roscoe's. Yeah. So any day could be your last, man. I'm just really just processing all this shit, man. And I'm pretty sure everybody else is too, because you look at this shit. You know what I used to think, though? And I don't even know why I'm thinking out loud right now, but this came to my mind before. I don't know if this ever came to your mind. Like, you see how everybody else gets shot, and, like you probably different if that was to happen to you. I don't know. It was just stupid. But I know. But in my reality, I'm like, nigga, ain't no way, you know what I mean, that you know, people can live getting shot. But, you know, if you just haven't been in that predicament, you know, you wouldn't know. But it was just a crazy thought of mine, you know, because that's the reality that just sets in, you know. Just life is, it just only just make you feel like life is just too precious, man. Too precious. You only have one life. This is not Contra. You can't get 100 men no more. This is not a video game. Once it's done, it's over. That's it. That's it. Give up the chain. Wherever you are, if you just want to floss and do all that shit, and you know the capabilities, you know, nigga, if you saying it in your raps, you got to start taking your own advice, family. You know the wolves is out here. Niggas be saying that shit in their raps, never get caught slipping or whatever the case may be, then you wind up just going against your own code. I do not know why this dude even went there. Anyway, I don't know. I really don't know. Let me look at something else, man. And we got more to talk about. But you said she was driving there. I don't think she driving over there. I don't know. This chain is a house in Texas. Right. Right. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, these niggas out here, it's hungry. Nigga, what's on your neck? Nigga, that could pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? They can buy them a new car. They can put food on the table. If you know what you have, and you know niggas are starving, and you in L.A., nigga. Nigga, it should be a template or what not to do when you in L.A. book. Somebody need to come out with a book now. Yo, Mike, me and you need to get our thoughts together, nigga, and come up with a fucking book with the rules, the do's and the don'ts going to L.A. because we got so many examples. So many. Big, Pop, Nip, Soft, and so on. This is too many. Niggas need to know how to move, man. And don't be too arrogant to feel like you are above and beyond, that you can't get touched. You are a dangling stake to these dudes. You shouldn't have to prove to other black people who don't give a fuck about you that you are hood too, that you were gangster too. Don't let your ego get your ass killed. Don't let your ego put your ass 6 feet. Now she's no longer, his daughter is fatherless now. You could have put those jewels up. They niggas know you got jewels. Niggas know you got bread. Leave that shit on the dresser, family. Like you said in that last interview, niggas told him they know who he is. So we know who you are. We know you got some paper. Send somebody to the fucking store. If you want to go out with your girl, your family, bring your dudes with you. Two niggas standing right over you, hammered up. Two niggas outside by the door. You got to have that kind of militant mentality. Nigga, when Farrakhan come, all his dudes check out the whole location first before this man even get out the car. When Jay-Z come around, his fucking security is beyond crazy. They checking everything moving before he even step into that place. Niggas got to start moving right. Use your money to pay for professional, ex-military, ex-police, niggas who have a license to kill, who can legally protect you. We have to start thinking smart out here. Start moving smart. I'm going to say it one more time. God give us examples to learn from. God give you examples so you don't have to be the examples. I keep saying that all the fucking time because it's true. And before I go back to this phone call, I love what the other homie said, that that the universe shows you, gives you warnings first. Yeah, you may have made it out alive the first couple of times. These were warnings for you to move carefully next time. That's why the universe let you go those times, because it was showing you that the next time you better move a little bit careful. You know what I mean? God damn, son. I just feel bad about that, man. Let's go to a couple of things and then I'll go back to the phone calls, right? Hold on. And we're going to talk about Chicago, too. Chicago, January 1st, the first state that's going to have a purge. They're going to be purging. God need to come in right now. Y'all don't think God need to reset all this shit? Excuse me to say shit and God in the same sentence, but God knows me. He knows my heart and all that. You know, I don't mean it like that. But I think God need to come back and press the reset button, like, right now. They're about to have the purge in Chicago. Crazy. So, anyway, she said, shit is sad and distasteful to know all the anguish that this girl is enduring as a result of losing her child's father and boyfriend. To see everyone blaming her for what took place is disgusting. Anyone knows that specific location is in the hood and it's always doing posted out front. Someone could have seen him in there and made them call, or they called or watched him walk in. Y'all weird as fuck to blame this girl. Let's keep her and her family in our prayers. Right 100 said, Lulu Duval, say what you want to say. She's foul as fuck. And if you or anybody else thinks that dropping a location while you're still there is dangerous, then you are weird as fuck. See, it's this way. Maybe she learns from it finally, and it will keep her next man from getting killed. Whew. I mean, those are harsh words, but that is absolutely true. I get Lulu Duval's situation, too. That's why we were just saying, like my boy Mike said, arrogance could get you killed because you know niggas is posted up out there. Nigga, the store next to me says EBT. Look at the picture I just showed you. The nigga is sitting there throwing up a gang sign. And it's a damn shopping cart. Where the shopping cart come from? Y'all seen that little shopping cart in between the cars? Nigga, ain't no shopping mall right there. Nigga, that's bum city. I mean, that's hood city, nigga. He should have known better. He just should have known better. And not bashing him, but he should have known better. But his bitch should have knew better too. And he was just speaking to academics. He was. I'll play it for y'all again for those who may not seen it or want to see it again or whatever. He said that niggas try to get at him, and he was telling his girl, telling her that, yo, shit ain't looking right, yo, you know, let's bounce or whatever, whatever. And she's thinking it's a game. She's thinking it's a fucking game. Dinghead, retarded, dumb bitches don't be understanding the shit that be going on around them, but then want to act like a man in the argument, act like you could beat me up in three of my homies. That bitch need to fall the fuck back. This bitch should have known better. She wasn't taking no signs seriously. She was not taking his life seriously in hers. But they just came in there and got him. They came in there and went directly to him, man. Somebody called while he was in there, man. Somebody placed that call. The waitress, some niggas that was sitting there. You know what I'm saying? Some hood niggas from around the way was sitting in there. And that's what they probably do. That's what they probably do. They send niggas in there and, you know, just eat and just see if you see somebody that at least got, if they look like they got something. If they have placed that call or make that text. Man, y'all niggas better start moving smart, man. We got some more shit to talk about. All right? We got some more stuff to talk about. Believe me. Let me go to some of these phone calls. I got to go to Cali, though. I'm taking Cali calls first, y'all, so I'm not being biased, but it is what it is. Area code 310. We got Cali in the building. What's up? 310. What's up, family?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I was like, is he talking to me? Hi, this is Queen calling in. I'm calling in. I grew up down the street from the area off of Hoover and 80th Street. You know, that's the Hoover neighborhood, Crip neighborhood. And I don't understand if he had been out in California. I didn't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just turned 40. I don't know who he is. I've seen different things about him. I don't know his music. I just think it's an unfortunate situation.
Right.
If anywhere you drive in that neighborhood, it's crackheads, prostitutes all up and down the street. You know, bums laid out on the corner. Like, the parking lot he went in, I don't believe it had anything to do with the girlfriend posting anything. You know,
right.
I saw he probably drove up in that flashy car into that parking lot. There's dudes that hang out in the parking lot. Hell, one of the employees, like you said, could have called and one of the homies, like, oh, some dude over here flashy. Because, you know, they're hot. Like, right now we have a lot of robberies. You see where that dude from Texas was claiming he shot a guy, but he didn't shoot him somewhere in Hollywood. I think that was a couple of days ago. Softy something or whatever. But, again, he pulled up with his chain on. As soon as the car pulled up, dudes, and I'm sure everybody was looking, who is this? That car stood out like a target, a sore thumb in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Then I don't know how long he was there for. But, again, he was sitting there with his chain on. Again, somebody who was standing around or one of the employees at the place could have called somebody to come get him, you know. And it's fortunate that – go ahead.
No, I was saying what the fuck he was thinking. Are you looking at the screen, sweetheart?
I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So I can see,
what about
but
that the market that's right there on the corner of it, right? That's the store. You know niggas be standing in front of the store all day. You can tell this is a spot niggas just be posted up at. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Where that Roscoe, first of all, there's, I don't know if somebody said he was heading to the airport. There's a Roscoe's that is west of there, off of Manchester, and like La Cienega, the 405 freeway, which is, you know, it's Inglewood a little bit, but they have armed security. It's a little nicer area if you wanted to stop in Roscoe. There's a Roscoe's in Hollywood. You know, there's several other Roscoe's in that. And, again, if you drive through that part of central L.A., there's prostitutes standing right up there, crackheads, mental health people talking to themselves. Like, this, I would look and be like, you know what? This ain't nowhere we need to stop. Because it's all around there. And, again, you pull up in the lot, you know, I'm from L.A. I don't go over there. No way. And I'm an educated woman with a master's degree. I'm not going over there for anything. Because you have, again, drug addicts, mental health patients that are in the parking lot. You know what I mean? That will push you and talking to themselves and trying to, you know, press you or rob you or something. Like, no.
He should have known.
Yeah, so he said, I saw the interview where he said that he was on Fairfax with his daughter and his mother or something, and somebody tried to press him. I'm like, that over on the west side. So, you know, if they're trying to press you on the west side, you over here basically close to the east side. Again, someone stated it's not far from Compton. Watts is down the street. You know what I mean? It's, again, a gang-infested neighborhood. You know what I mean? And you are a target. As soon as he pulled up in that vehicle, he's a target. You know what I mean? So with the girlfriend, I don't know if people – I don't think that had nothing to do with that. Like how Pop Smoke, again, he was more of a celebrity in the sense of, yeah, you posted his location. People probably watching him, you know. But the girlfriend, I don't think nobody was watching the girlfriend at all. You know what I mean? I just think that when he pulled up in that, you know, he probably was in a luxury car because he had been to some, I think his friend's wedding or something. That's a rapper the day before. So you pretty much pulling up in his luxury car in the ghetto, in the middle of the hood, you know? And again, they running in people's houses. They running up on people in broad daylight, period. I've seen video surveillance of people in Hollywood, and they walked in with their guns on them while they're sitting at the table eating and robbing them in Hollywood, the Hollywood West Side area, you know? And my thing is, you know, if you're going to roll around with all of that jewelry, why didn't he have armed security, you know? He should have had armed security with him, you know? Like, if you could pay for this chain and this insurance on the chains and all this other stuff, then why not get an armed guard to roll around with you? You know, that's an expense that you should be able to spare. That's an expense that you can, you know, chalk it up to putting it on the record company. Add that in your contract. I want security. I go to certain areas. I want a security guard with me that's armed. That's going to make sure I'm protected. Or, you know, they do the whole check in your city thing. You know, that's, you know, and I had wrote in the comments because I don't know if you watched the documentary with Big U and T.I. and all of them, but T.I. has said that, I mean, Big U said he caught T.I.'s son, King, at that same Roscoe a few years back. And he pulled, he snatched him up out of there. He was like, what you doing on this side of town? Why are you over here? You know what I mean? And pulled King up out of there and called his father like, your son is over here in the wrong neighborhood. You know what I mean? Just feeling like you want to have cred to say, and I'm not saying that's this guy's situation, but you want to feel like you got some street cred going in certain neighborhoods to say you went in certain neighborhoods. Like, no.
Yeah, that's
you don't
that,
do that.
That's the Muppet Baby. He's going to definitely, he's in jail now. I think he got out, but that T.I.'s little Muppet Baby King, he wants to get in trouble. He wants to live by his father, old street cred, whatever. So,
exactly. That's the thing. Again, you go in that neighborhood, again, it could be somebody shady who works there that called one of their big homies or called somebody and was like, you know, this dude up here with these chains, y'all coming. Because, you know, they hire people who work, who live in the neighborhood. Don't mean that they have lost their street mentality just because they have a job somewhere washing dishes. You know what I mean? They still know homies. They still know people. And I'm not aware of them having armed security at that particular location, which they should, because that's the worst location in the worst neighborhood. But, again, you coming up, you can feel when you're driving in that neighborhood, the energy is dark. The energy is bad. It just screams, I need to get up out of here real quick. I need to hop on this freeway and get from over here. Because that's the energy. That's the vibe in that area. And I just saw that the Roscoe's already back open. All
right,
they did was clean the stuff
down,
off the
right?
floor. Oh, yeah. But people get shot in that over there all the time. There's no vigil that I know of over there. You know, it's just unfortunate he wasn't from L.A. I don't know if people was connected with him and his music and his message. Yeah, it's already back open. Look, this is my son's teacher asking me, it's already back open? Yeah, it's already back it's already back open. Already back open. They've cleaned up the blood. Back in business. You know what I mean? It's terrible. You know, and I just feel bad for his daughters, you know, not being able to grow up with the dad. And it's just like in life, in an instant, you could be gone. And, again, that's a very gang-infested, like, you wouldn't even let your child walk in that neighborhood to go to school, to walk to the corner store, you know, because they press you.
What really hurts, though, is that we don't even think about our children first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our ego and our pride takes place instead of just being humble. I want to be here for my kids, my daughter that love me. A lot of us didn't get the love that we supposed to have gotten from our father or whatever family member. We look for that. Even as grown men and women, we still look for that kind of love. Now, we have that love. That's why, like, kids, they give you that unconditional love that you never felt when you was young or whatever. But this love, period, the love that the child will have for their father or for their mother, whatever, that's priceless. You can never, that's the best feeling anybody can have. So for you to put your ego in front of the love for your children, that's the shit that we have to start putting in our mind first side.
But I'm going to be honest with you. When he was probably driving through the neighborhood, dudes will see you in traffic. They will follow you. You know what I mean? Because they want to know who this dude and, you know, he driving through the neighborhood. Like, again, somebody could have followed him into the parking lot because they saw his vehicle. Again, people could have seen that vehicle. Nobody, if he was in a fly flashy car, there's no way he's going anywhere else but in Rocco. Because all those other things, it's a liquor store near, a beauty supply, you know, a little rinky-dink little neighborhood stuff.
Right.
Somebody drive past and could have saw that car and been like, oh, yeah, somebody up in here with money. Period. And a lot of these gangbangers, it probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a teenager that did this.
Probably.
A gang initiation, a part of trying to get into a clique. That probably was a teenager that did that to him.
I want to say this, love. There's a lot of people on, and I just want to say I thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. You stay safe, love. And proud of you for getting
no problem.
And all that good shit, love. You stay up.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for doing what you do.
All right. No doubt. Peace.
All right.
So, salute. I really want to tally on a check-in. I'm going to go to another Cali call, then I'm going to go to the other ones, and then we're going to get to some more stuff, all right? But I really need Cali on the check-in, which I've been doing. So, we got 213 again. Cali on the check-in. What's up? You on the air? 213.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Hi, I'm going to make this real quick.
Okay.
He was with a dumb bitch. First of all, your man got millions of dollars on his neck. Why don't you have 3 straps of bulletproof vest and watch him and let him eat? That's supposed to be your king. That's your baby dad. I blame it all on her. Period.
Mm.
She didn't have his back. She didn't love him. He had her off IG for 6 months. Because she was posting locations in the past. You know he had problems. When he was in that DJ Academics interview, he told her, look, I don't feel safe. Oh, I want to stop again. Wait, he's just telling you he don't feel safe. You want to stop at another store in the same area to the point that the cars follow you? Nah, you didn't value his life and you didn't love him. You weren't in the pool of blood giving him CPR. In fact, there's no pictures of you near him when he was shot cold-blooded in blood. Nah, baby. You didn't love him.
Yeah. Well, hey, I don't know how to follow up behind that, but you danced with that angry.
Yeah, because I know that area. I've only been to that Roscoe's. I go to the one on Pico. Okay, but at that Roscoe's, you got to make sure you have the bulletproof vest and you got to have your weapon just in case, even if you're going in to get a takeout. Everybody knows that. So I can understand why some people feel that she might have set him up. Not so far-fetched.
Yeah. Hey, let me just say this. I've seen the video. That feedback is kind of crazy. Can you read your background or something? Because I'm hearing feedback.
I don't have any. I don't have this yet. I got you on mute as far as. I don't. What do you mean feedback? I'm sorry.
All right, it sounds better now. A lot of feedback. But
I hear some static. Are you on the East Coast?
Yeah.
I'm from Westport, Connecticut. So, and my cousins live in Brooklyn, off of Troop Avenue. But I live in Cali now. But no, she didn't care about him. That's the only thing that hurts. Because the fact that she was on IG posting today, after your man's murder, you're back on IG trying to post. Oh, it was a mistake. You know, oh, I can't
remember.
The girl was on IG today. You can go. She was on IG talking about she made a mistake. Guys, sorry. It was a mistake as far as posting the location. Oh, it wasn't supposed to be like this. Oh, come back. It was all fake, all cat. You're trying to. I couldn't even breathe if that happened to my man. There's no way I'm going to be on IG. I'm somewhere not able to live. I lost my baby daddy. I can't even speak. That's the real authentic love you're supposed to have for a nigga. No, she ain't fooling me, okay? She don't fool me. I don't feel good about that chick. How are you going to be on IG after he was murdered like that? Nah, everybody, oh, I feel sorry for the baby's mother. Oh, she's not, baby, she don't, these hoes are fake. They not down for their man, for real. So all these rappers, these guys, they got to get a real bitch. Fake IG bitches, they don't have your back, okay? Because the real, if that was my man, ain't no way somebody got to roll up. Oh, I'm going to be like Dirk and Indy. We're going to shoot out the suspect. It's going to be a shootout. It's not going to be just my man laying on the ground in blood. It ain't going down like that.
I hear that shit.
No. She didn't have no heat, no weapon to help protect her man. Nothing. She didn't care about him. It was a clout thing. People need to think. If she had cared about this man, why is she posting on IG? Let's forget about the whole Roscoe thing. He did. But why would she post on IG after he was murdered so brutally? What kind of woman would go be posting again? She's not even grieving. Oh, you would be grieving. Just like the chick, you might remember this. She said that, you know, the black man killed her, grabbed her kids, but come to find out she was the one who killed her two kids and they drowned. But when she did an interview so quick, if you a mother, ain't no way you could do an interview. You're not going to even be able to breathe or talk. You lost your baby. It's the same thing. If you really love somebody and something tragic happens to them, you're not trying to do no interviews. You're not trying to speak to nobody. You're probably in the hospital from stress and almost having a heart attack because you lost somebody you love. See through the fake stuff, people. See through the fakery, for real. That's what I liked the dude before. Good dude, and it's just sad. He loved her more than she loved him.
Hey, well, love, thank you for your call. I definitely understand. You stay up and stay safe, love, okay?
Always. Thank you.
Peace. Now, everybody that's on the phone, don't hang up, man. I appreciate y'all holding on. I just had to make sure Ellie was on the check-in. Y'all hold on, and I know y'all been patient. Area code 929-818-959-312 and 818. Thank y'all for y'all patience. I'm going to get to y'all. Thank you for holding on. Yeah, because the phone line's about to cut off, but it's not going to cut y'all off. That's already in the call log, so y'all can stay on if y'all want to. But if y'all hang up, y'all can't. It won't let you call back in. All right, so somebody, y'all saying that this is not this is not her actual page. I never follow her, and to be honest, I wasn't following PMB Rock as well, so I gotta keep it a bean. No love lost, but I wasn't following her. But I was trying to say, right, of what the lady said. So you're telling me, what was the reason why he took her phone? Was it because she was showing too much of their location, or because of flirting or something like that? Do anybody know? Because I'm letting y'all know I wasn't following them, so I really don't know. So do me a favor. Can somebody tell me, huh? You said check the story. That call was climbing high on Mammy Mount. Are you stupid, sister? No, there's a story out. She deleted her, today due to the backlash. Okay. we are to desensitize. This should bother anybody. Damn, that shit is fucking loud. Oh, my God. 818-SLA2. Okay, MP. 818, I'm going to get you in a few seconds. Now, this woman sounds y'all crazy. Oh, her shit is shut down. Okay. So can y'all tell me what was the reason why he took it? What was the reason why he took down her, what's the name? Her, shut down her Instagram. She got death threats and all that. Of course, that's going to come with the territory. It's definitely going to come with the territory. Oh, my God. It's just, this shit is crazy, man. In 6ix9ine, let me go to his punk ass real quick. Okay. It's 6ix9ine. Oh, man. Somebody going to kill this nigga. Somebody going to murk him. This is some dope art right here, man. See that? Really dope, man. Fly high. But it's unfortunate, man. It's very unfortunate. I don't know this dude's name. I forgot his name, but listen to what he said.
In the ghetto, I see post the location.
Oh, Jack Boy.
Hang on that. That was wild, but I don't really feel like it's females' fault. I feel like all females do that. I always feel like whatever happened to us in life, regardless how bad, I feel like it's always your fault. Because as niggas, we out here playing chess. Now, saying you're supposed to be playing chess. So I would have did a million moves to be secured. Like, you got to do a million different moves to be secured. Like, females not really thinking like, say a female want to go to dinner with me. I'm not a regular nigga, so my dinner's more expensive, babe. So I'm not just taking you to dinner anywhere. I can't. No, I might go to Poppy's Steak. All right, while we at Poppy's Steak, I might get to, even though I might have blicks on me, all that, I still might get security all post up. Y'all not even eating dinner, none. Y'all getting paid $600-$700 to post up. This I got to do, especially when you with your girl or some shit. Especially girl, because now it's like I'm more vulnerable. Now I got to watch her before I watch me. Like, so it's like you post that pop, pop, pop. I seen that shit with PNB Girdle. She posted a location.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Now we have Poppy Steak. Everybody I see pull out their phone. This chest not checkers. Everybody I see pull out your phone, take a picture. I'm going to say, even if you already know, I'm still going to say, hey, bro, post that when I leave. That's it. Little shit like that. So if I don't say that and you do post that, some shit happens, really it's still on me. I'm supposed to be on top of that. I'm never supposed to be comfortable. I'm never supposed to take like chicken and waffle, like that shit is crazy, and you should be able to go anywhere the fuck you want to and enjoy yourself, but that, bro, it's real life, like, we niggas having money, niggas having riches and shit, like, you best believe niggas out here broke, like, niggas out here broke and niggas out here hungry, so it's not like, oh, that nigga fucked up for doing that, so right, no, I'm broke, I'm hungry, what you expect me to do, I never seen this type of shit in my life, and you is not moving correct right now, so of course the niggas gonna take their opportunity, but if you moving correct, niggas ain't taking that chance. Like, I stay in LA. I stay doing shit. It's like, well, I'm too raw to go sit in a chicken and waffle spot out there. Now we got Pop. I said, you still posting a pic on her story, got him killed. Even if that is what people saw to get, like, to find out his drop, it probably ain't. But because you sitting in a waffle, raw school chicken and waffle. If you've been in LA, I've been there before. And when I seen the setup, because I heard about, oh, yeah, this is where you go in LA. But when I see the setup, I'm like, man, this a little hole in the wall. Like, yeah, they food might be good, but this is not some shit a nigga with a richer could just sit down and eat. Like, when I was coming up, I used to sit down in Waffle House and eat. I can't sit down in the Waffle House and eat. You know, like, every time I be it, like, artists, like, I see a lot of rappers now saying, rapper, it's so hard being an artist. Artist is the most dangerous job. Real shit, no, it's not. I ain't gonna lie. Being an artist is, that shit be too easy for us. We make it dangerous. We invest in stupid shit. We invest in Richies instead of investing in Bulletproof. We invest in, not that, I know millions of times after the club, my man, I said, you still posting a pic on her story, got him killed. Million motherfuckers at the Waffle House. So it's like, as artists, like, come on, cut it out. This shit ain't dangerous. This shit dangerous for any nigga getting money. It's dangerous for scammers. It's dangerous for trappers. It's dangerous for regular niggas trying to think about getting money. This shit dangerous for everybody. Like, people just, oh, it's dangerous for rappers. Nah, niggas, just, you make it dangerous for yourself. Like, man, your motherfuckers that...
Makes sense. There's a lot of motherfuckers who's rich. Why the white actors, the white rappers, they not going through what we going through? It's because they're not putting themselves or going to places that will jeopardize their life. We like the excitement. We like to make sure everybody sees, even if our life could be taken at that time. So what this dude was just saying, it's absolutely correct. You know, make sure you get your fucking bread. Make sure you pay for, you know, security. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your surroundings, if you're going somewhere, if you're really going to put your life in danger, even your girl in danger or your child in danger, if that's what you choose to do, everybody has the right to go anywhere they want. If you spin the block a few times, check out the location, send somebody in there, check everything else off for someone, boom, then maybe. But if you just going to go in there just random and not even checking out the spot, seeing who's around, you just pull up. Like, that was I'm sorry, man. It was a dummy move on his part. Niggas make it hard on themselves. He knew exactly where he was going to, and I hate to say it as if I'm just blaming him. I'm not coming from that malicious place. My heart is very pure right now. I'm coming from a pure place. He should have just known better. Niggas be choosing to put their life in dangerous situations. He could have drove past it. You had enough gas. You could have went to anywhere else. You had to stop there. And you know that setup. You know niggas is at the store. You know niggas be getting shot and robbed all the time. Nigga, the chicken and waffles is back in business right now. This shit just happened over 24 hours ago. They cleaned up the blood, put some bleach peroxide on the floor, get some Fabuloso, and cleaned that shit up, and they cut that open sign on the window. The open sign is lit up. It's red and blue. They open. Business as usual. And plenty of people were shot and murdered in that same spot. He chose to put himself in that predicament. He chose that shit. He chose it. He fucking chose it. And that's crazy that we put our pride and ego before the loved ones that really depends on you, man. And I think she should have been. That's why, this is why, when you choose your mate, you can't just base them off their looks. You have to base shit off their character, how they see things. Because the women supposed to be the one that you go to the wisdom and guidance for, that foresight, and you go out and execute the shit. You know what I mean? Two minds is better than one. But that woman that you call your wife, your woman, that one is supposed to give you that, like, boy, you slipping. Why would you even do that? Listen. Put your vest on. Leave the jury home. You don't go there. Just get the food and get out. Don't have it. Don't sit there. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have to watch each other back. You know what I mean? It can't just be that one mind to oversee all. It post, you know what I mean? You have to have that same quality. Baby, I got your back. You got mine. If I'm slipping, baby, pull me by my coattail. If I'm slipping, baby, make me think about it. Make me think about my next move. You can't fuck with these bean, spacey, spaced out bitches. You can't fuck with bitches that does not understand. You need someone that's going to love you, fuck you, but also protect you, man. And also help guide you as well. That's what women is there. They are nurturers, man. Natural nurturers. To be like, baby, listen, I don't think this is the right move. Look, you know what? We can eat somewhere else. I ain't that hungry. Order some McDonald's, some order DoorDash or something. I ain't that hungry. Nope. You know what I'm saying? Like, just something, man. Something should have basically stopped them in his tracks, man. I'm going to take some more calls, and then we're going to go to some other shit. And a lady in, that's right. You got to have that wisdom, Foxy Moon. Females is there for that wisdom, and they give you that. If you don't have no female who has that quality, they got to have the important qualities. The important qualities is just not an ass and a pretty face and some titties. That's the cherry on top, man. You ever seen a pretty ass bad bitch that turns you the fuck off as soon as she open her mouth? Okay, then. That's what I'm talking about. The looks and the assets, the ass, the titties, and all that, that's the cherry on top. That is not the most important thing. We get this shit twisted, man. Shit is real, man. And God bless his fucking soul, yo. Let me go to this phone real quick, y'all. Me, you said 818 was Cali too, so we got two 818s. All right, so I'm gonna take these last phone calls. 818. Damn, there's two 818 numbers though, but 818. Hopefully, it's you. You on the air? 818 area code.
That's hey, can you hear me?
Yes, that's you. What's up?
Okay, that's hey, what's up with you, Mike? What's going on, man? Mr. Povera, man. Hey, I just want to say, shit. First of all, man, blessings to you, man. Glad God woke you up another day, man. And blessings to all the people that called from L.A. before me, from the women to the dudes, man. They weren't saying nothing but facts. But, hey, man, let me say this, though, right? It ain't just the rappers and the niggas that have to deal with shit out here, man. Just check our history up over the last year or two, man. The white people be getting robbed up and down Melrose Boulevard, having lunch in broad daylight for some time now. Baby in the chat, NP just said something about somebody getting robbed for the Richard Millie. Yeah, man, it's like, it's just the demon out here that's just running through the city of angels. So I'm just saying, I understand that, you know, when we look at the history, especially with the rappers, let's take it there, you know what I'm saying? This gang culture is a monster, you know what I'm saying? And from Pac, Biggie, Pop Smoke, Nipsey, now PNB, like it's all been some type of game culture or some type of game that's been attached to their killings. So it's not, so even with the rappers and even for the normal people, man, if you just a normal nigga and you having your shit, you on top of your shit, man. Look at dude that got knocked down out there in downtown with the Sauce Walker situation. Like, you know, dude, he wasn't nobody like famous like that, but he was on his shit, had his money right, had his game tight, and then and that's not even the gang area where that happened at on Spring. That's more like the downtown area. You know what I'm saying? But so, and then what's crazy, man, is that, you know, I was kind of like peeping some of the dude, the recent interview, especially with one with Academics, and he was talking about how he was having problems in L.A. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know some of the people even be speaking up on the Roscoe's on Pico, but shit, man, that was dangerous too, because, you know, you got the Mansfields right across the street. So my whole thing is just that, just across the whole board, the whole spectrum, everybody, man, if you come into L.A., you got some peoples, man, check in with your cousins, check in with your relatives, whatever side of the fence you on, and just be careful, man. If you got your jewelry, make sure, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying to fight for your shit, or if you want to give it up, that's up on you. But all I'm saying, just please be careful, man, because it ain't no joke out here. You know what I'm saying? And those of us from L.A., like, I'm from the east side. Like, well, all that shit just happened at, like, I'm not too far from that area. You understand what I'm saying? But even in the valley, man, used to be a time where a lot of the, some of the, like, you know, back in the 80s and 90s and shit, really more like the 90s, motherfuckers was getting robbed out there in the valley. Then they went to the other side of the valley, like Woodland Hills, Encino, Tarzana, Reseda. Shit getting ran up in. Then, like, dude, like the homie said earlier, they went up the 101 up to Ventura County, out there to Calabasas or Gore Hills and shit like that. That shit getting ran up in. It's like, it don't matter where you at. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the north side of Wilshire or if you're on the south side of Wilshire, it really don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So right. When you come out here, you got to, you know, watch how you move, get in touch with your peoples. If you one of them if you one of them people who don't got no peoples out here, and if you just out here on business, man, come out here and handle your business and get the fuck on. You dig? Don't worry about, you know what I'm saying, the weed and all that old shit, man. Like, you got to have you some loved ones. You know what I'm saying? And then, I don't know the whole situation with the Quando dude, but, you know, him talking about, you know, he ain't got to check in. And, I mean, I know it's a whole lot of different, that's a whole different set of politics, I know. But even with the PNB dude, like, somebody has said, if he was going to the airport or if he was coming from the Beverly Hills area, she was right, man. It's way more than one Roscoe. Like, for the life, but I don't think people understand, but those of us from LA, they understand, like, for the life of us, man, we cannot figure out why the fuck was cuz going to that Roscoe's right there. Like, come on, nigga. Like, what, like, we, for the life of us, we can't see no reason on God's green earth Nigga, why you go to that Roscoe's?
Right.
You did it? And as far as, like, as the bitch goes to set him up, I don't, even if it was, excuse me, even if the whoever got him, even if it was through her movements on social media, I don't think it was intentionally. But you never know. But I just think she got more to lose on backdooring him than it will be. No, I mean they're a couple. They got a family together, to my understanding. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it was a backdoor move by her. Not to say that whoever got him didn't get up on by her posting the location. I'm not saying that. But let's just subtract that though, bro. Right there where you at in that area, man, like you've been hearing all through the whole show. Like that is not the place to be. Like niggas could just be lurking. It don't even have to be no, it could be some smokers out there. And the smoker could have like a code or a phone or something like that, and hitting the niggas around the corner. It's like everywhere you come out there, like when you come out that motherfucker, it's like it's hoods all around there. So it's not just one gang, it's multiple gangs, and all of them added with each other. So everybody trying to catch somebody slipping. So the niggas could have been just on a let's see if these niggas hanging out mission. Oh damn, we see Cuz pulling up in that truck. Oh yeah, who is that nigga? Oh bam, oh Ben's corner. Him put this mask on. Let me hop out real quick. It don't even have to be the location thing with the girl. It could have been just that. Niggas could have been going from the west to the east side, vice versa, and seen him walking in the parking lot. It was like, oh, wait, hold on, cuz. Like, you see that nigga make a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So to everybody, right, man, just, you know, if you're from L.A., like I said, those of us from L.A., I know I'm speaking on behalf of the city. Like, we just don't understand for the life of us. Like, nigga, why you, like, you, nigga? This one? Nah, bad move, bro. So, but look, yeah, man, I'm going to get off. I ain't going to take too much time. I know other people want to get in. Mike, shout out to you, bro. You're doing a good job, man. May God bless you in your endeavors. Shout out to the chat. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm gone, man. I'll holler at you next time, bro. All
right, say less, man. I definitely appreciate your call, man. Peace.
All right, for sure.
Shout out to LA on the check-in, man. You already know. So this one, I'm going to do this. Another 818. I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to go to 929, then 959, and 312. That'll be that'll be it for the phone calls. 818, you on the air. What's up?
Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay. Bless you, Mike. Yeah, Mike, look, I just moved back to Texas in 2019. I lived out in L.A. And I was always told, I had my ex I had out there. She always told me where I should go, where I shouldn't go, and she was always with me. Now, when I'm in L.A., she would tell me, because I would tell her, I'm out of town. She would say, I would say, man, this is a nice neighborhood. She said, you really think so? I'm like, yeah. She said, then you don't know L.A. Everywhere I went in L.A., nice neighborhood. She would always tell me, you think so? She would take me places where she knew it was cool to be, you know. So sometimes those chicken and Roscoe's could be like they boxed in. You go off inside there, just look around. You feel boxed in. It's a bad place, the worst place, a rat trap to be. It's just not a good place to be someplace you don't want to go. It is an instinct. It is a universe thing. Everybody that's on here listening right now, you know where to go and you know not where to go. Now, when you're from out of town, you're excited, but do you know where you really at? See, all that you should take with you, your intuition. Where you from? You should know where you from because, you know, if you go in these other places, these other states, the same thing. It's the same rule. The rule applies. Nobody can be different. If you were by yourself, that's cool. Giving up the jury? Yeah, that's cool. But they'll still pop you regardless. You're still an example of wearing it or not wearing it. They'll still pop you. So what do? Is this a lesson for him, or is this a lesson for all of us to keep teaching our young ones where to go, where to be, where not to be? It's all common sense. What lesson is it? So we're constantly hearing these rappers getting popped, getting killed. Who lesson is it? Is it the family? Nope. I think it's outside of this. If it's a career that you want to be in, rapping or singing or whatever, we know what comes with it. You got more than me. I see it on you. You're shining too bright. Was driving a lot the wrong move? Yes. Was just coming over there the wrong move? Yes. He should have known. We're men.
Hold on, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I'm looking in the chat. And some are saying that, is it true, y'all? Is his girl from L.A.? Or y'all not sure? Because if she's from L.A., then not only did she fuck up, she knew exactly where and where not to go. If she's from L.A., then you got to look at this from a whole nother perspective. Is she from L.A., everybody? Then, in conclusion, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, if she was from L.A., she still should have told him, you know, baby, where we should go and where we shouldn't go. It is a common sense thing to, you know, let all your loved ones know when they're going out of town where they should go and where they should not go. Be careful, baby, as your mom would say. You know it's bad over there. So if she was from L.A., she should have known that was a hot spot. Hot spot, easy spot. As soon as you drive on the lot, you get out the car, you're shining. You're already caught into the mousetrap. So, you know, it is lessons. I mean, I lived out there for 8 years, and I thought L.A. was just nice all over. You know, and now, boy, as my mind is, I thought L.A. was nice all over. But you know what? You can't take nice neighborhoods for granted. The areas you just don't know. And if you know somebody that knows that area over there, you may want to get your info before you go places, you know. L.A. is a type of place you can move around and enjoy yourself, but be careful. And just knowing what you're wearing, what you got on. It's just easy. Out-of-towners, Chicago's know people from out of town. It's the way you dress, the way you look. You don't even know where you at, homie. Easy.
Right.
Very easy. So bless him. Bless his girl. I don't think it's her fault. I think, you know, as men, we know wrong place to be, homie. That was the wrong place. Simple. Can't blame her. If that's the case, we blame everybody that was up in there with phones. Somebody knew him. So he was just on the wrong side of town. I can be on the wrong side of town. I can walk into clubs. I can see all the demons come in there at nighttime. I can see them sitting in certain spots, females, guys. I can see separation. I already know. You know why? Because I'm sober in there. I'm not like everybody else, just high and stuff and don't know where I'm at. I know when to move. I know when to get out. I'm 50 years old. I'm still alive. These young people are not making it to 50. So we have to just keep teaching them. The lesson is we keep teaching them. We just have to keep teaching. Teaching and changing, teaching and changing. That's the only thing we can do. This has been going on for so long, many years. So we just have to keep teaching them. We just teach them at home. When they step outside, when you step out that door, you into that lion's world. You step outside, you know where you're at. Just stepping outside could be bad for you. So just be careful. And we look out for each other. I like this show, Mike, because you explained it right. We should explain this to our youth because that's who's dying. We need to keep doing this. That's all I got to say.
Hey, I want to say thank you for your call, and I definitely appreciate it, love. And you have a great, safe night.
Blessing, people. Blessing, Mike.
Peace. Now, I don't know if that was a lady or a man. It kind of blended a little bit, but love, family, everything. It's all out of love and respect. All right, I definitely respect my elders. 929-959-3122, please. I respect, shit, hold on, let me go to 929. 929, I've been holding on for 35 minutes. What's up, area code 929? After this phone call, I'm going to play the video. Area code 929, thank you for holding on, man. What's up?
Yeah, what's good, Mike? Yo, what's going on, man? I kind of disagree with a lot of things that people saying, man. But at the same time, I feel like this. Because being from the streets, I feel like, yo, listen, you wear whatever you want to wear. Niggas is going to sting. They're going to rob you regardless. They knocking down old ladies in New York and robbing old men. They don't care. So you're going to live your life. You got to live your life. People telling people to live in fear, not to shine, not to wear what they purchase, but not to wear what they buy. This is what you buy. Nobody going to tell you what to do. Shorty did something wrong. She was on the phone. She was enjoying life. But at the same time, I grew up in the hood. My mom's taught me. I grew up in a single-parent household. My mom's taught me. So people making a lot of excuses for females right now. Oh, she ain't know. Listen, my mom's taught me, never walk the same way. Never walk with your back to these calls, man. Pay attention. Keep your eyes and ears open, man. A lot of these people just... going blind to it. They get famous and they forget where they come from, so they feel real comfortable. That's why he went out there. It ain't because of his ego. He was comfortable. He's comfortable to be a hood dude, so he's comfortable go wherever he feel like his feet should take him. And if he feel like his feet should take him in, that's where it planted him at. So we everybody blaming her, but ain't nobody blaming him either, though. That's the thing. Everybody was at fault. Nobody should tell him nothing because he should already knew. These are the concepts to the streets when you involve yourself in that. Whether you talk that, whether you rap it, whether you just walk around regular on the streets, because regular cats get knocked over. It don't even matter who you are. You shine, you don't shine, it don't matter. Just the watch of a blimp when you take it raw. You know what I mean? So sometimes we just got to not live in fear and just live our life. That's just what I wanted to say, man.
Hey, man. Hey, what part of New York you from, King?
Man, I'm from everywhere, man. I was born in Brooklyn. I'm in the Bronx right now. I lived in Harlem. I'm everywhere, man.
Man, you know we everywhere, man. All right, man. Thank you for your call.
Hi, New York. Bed-Stuy, East New York, Crown Heights, Canarsie. I'm everywhere, man.
All right, my G. Peace. All
right, peace.
All right, I got two last callers. Y'all going to have to hold. Y'all going to have to hold. 959 and 312. Thank y'all for holding, but just hold on real quick. And I even want to go to the story with the lady that drowned the kids at Coney Island. Like, I'm going to show y'all exactly where it was. And she, I'm just looking at her face. She kind of looks familiar. I'm not saying I know her, but I think she comes from Grayson. But we're going to go to that too. But let's listen to what this dude had to say, all right? And let me turn this shit down because this shit was kind of loud. If everybody enjoying yourself, please press one. Make sure you subscribe if you new. Please. Thank you.
This is the biggest secret of the rap industry.
Now, 5 days ago, PNB Rock did an interview with DJ Academics. He said he wanted to drop his label and what? He wanted to be totally independent. All right, so last night, he was murdered while dining out with his family. Now, what if I told y'all that these labels, these labels that the artists are signing to are actually taking out life insurance policies on their artists? So in the event of their death, they're being named as the beneficiary. Don't believe me? Watch this. So I want to share with y'all an article that I dug up.
I talked about that before. Anyway, I'm sorry.
1998. That was on MTV.com. Bushwick Bill blasts a label over a life insurance policy. Now, Bushwick Bill, he's a part of this Texas rap group, the Ghetto Boys. Now, he said that the company made itself his beneficiary, okay, and created a life insurance policy for him.
Here's the real kicker. 1 month ago, French Montana...
Why are you getting on with no shirt, bro?
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, your rap friends, somebody gets shot, your rap friends stop picking up. It gets crazy. You know what I'm saying? It gets crazy. But now it's even crazier because they getting life insurance on artists. At least back then we didn't have that.
Somebody told me that.
Yeah.
Is a label signing an artist in good faith if you're taking a life insurance out of him?
No, you're praying on his death. You're praying on making millions on him.
Now, that could be fucking true. Some labels do that. They put their artists on, you know, I'm about to say life support. They definitely put life insurance on them. You know, and it's sad, and it really makes you think. I told y'all to look at the story with the Jamaican artist. Oh my God. How I forgot his name already. Wow. What's the Jamaican artist name? That's so crazy. You said, Mike, you are so shady. Well, Mike, you ain't talking about me. How the fuck am I shady? Well, there's a lot of mics in here. I kiss my ass if you're talking about me. What's his name? Not Bob's. Supercat. God damn it. Thank you, God damn it. Y'all know I'm getting old out this motherfucker. My head hurt and everything. Shit. Not Shabba. Nah. Supercat. They was trying to kill him. They put hits out on him. For real, they tried to kill him in Brooklyn and in Jamaica. Yeah, it been the labels, the managers, they was killing off their fucking their artists for the money. Yeah, the Don Dada, my yo. Word, that shit is crazy. Listen. Hold on. Let me go to these other videos, man. because I'm kind of wearing down, and that piece is kicking my ass right now too. I ain't gonna hold you, but I think I did good. I've been here for over 2 fucking hours. Hold on, let me share my screen again. Hold on, where I'm at, baby. Hold on, man. He just should have knew better, man. I blame both of them. You know, I definitely blame both of them. And I don't think she would have got, I don't think she set him up, you know. I think it was an honest mistake, you know. I just think she just was, she's an airhead, you know what I mean? Like, she's one of those la-la land bitches. Like, she just, I don't know. Like, she's just one of those spaced-out bitches, I guess. Like, just don't take life seriously or something. Because I think I don't think she's going to gain anything, you know what I mean, by his death, unless she has a life insurance on him. But just to, for her to, I guess, like, get compensated off of that, I don't think she would have, I don't think so. I don't think she's going to get anything out of that. Did he have a will? I mean, I don't know. It's certain things that we really don't know yet. You know, so all of this shit is just a legitimate assumption. You know what I'm saying? What else I was going to say? Somebody's going to kill this dude. And I hope somebody really take this dude out for that. Yeah, somebody going to pop him. But see, but at least out of him, what he do, he always have security around. I just seen a recent video of him driving on the highway. He was driving in the car by himself, and like a fan that was in the car was filming. But you never know. What if he would have had, you know, his security driving behind him? You know what I'm saying? But only thing I can say is, man, karma is coming for him, and it needs to come soon for him. It needs to, because that's total disrespect. You know what I mean? Total disrespect. What else? He just should have known better. All right, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what else right now. I'm kind of losing my fucking juice right now. All right. I'll probably come back. Let me see something. I'll take these last 2 calls and we'll go through some of the Instagram videos, and then I guess I'll come back later. I'm not sure. I don't know. All right, area code 959. What's up, family? If you can make it quick, please do.
Salute.
Hold on.
Salute, my brother. How are you today?
I'm getting tired.
Can you hear me?
I'm good, family. How are you?
Man, it's good, man. I'm actually from Philly, man, so I kind of feel, you know, kind of bad about what happened to PNB Rock, you know?
Right.
You never want to see nobody get killed, you know, on the other side of the country. You know, how do I feel about it, man? I always say it's a spiritual thing first before it's physical, man. And, you know, whether it had to do with the labels, you know, the label is suspect because multiple people have gotten killed. It's not like they die from heart attacks and liver failure or something. They're getting killed. You know what I mean? So I just say, you know, that's the, you know, you in the devil's industry, you know, you in Hollywood and, you know, you in the devil's entertainment, bro, anything can happen, you know. So I just, you know, I really don't kind of respect the California politics like that, but I guess you have to respect it or whatever, but, you know, it's just a terrible situation, man, and I do truly believe, you know, I don't know if his girl has something to do with it or not, but what she did was just, it's, you know, you're suspect. You are a suspect when you do something like that. And a lot of great men have fallen from women. You know what I'm saying? It's always a woman there when a man falls. Like, I don't think that's a coincidence, you know? Yeah, man, I just, hopefully, man, California is, I truly believe they messing their own self up. You know, when you literally just trying to kill people that's up. You know, I don't care if you're hungry or whatever or poor or whatever, you know, work. You know what I'm saying? But to live a lifestyle just to get people who have more than you is totally lame to me, man. And, you know, I don't know if it's the gang culture. I don't know what type of culture it is out there, but it's just lame to just, you know, it's everywhere. It's not just California. Most of the inner cities are lame. But, you know, I guess we just got to move different. And I don't know what that says about California and people coming to California and California going to other different places. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what about the L.A. dudes that's going to travel outside of California and into these different spots? You know, how are people going to react to that? You know, so, you know, I just think it's a sad situation, and they kind of messing it up for themselves, because I'm East Coast to the death of me. But, you know, they you know, just hopefully they don't go nowhere. You know, that's all I got to say, bro.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate your call, King.
100, Pete. 100.
All right, last caller. Area code 312, what it do?
What's going on? Peace and blessings. Much love, man.
Peace.
Calling from Chicago, man. So, you know, I understand how things go, but we got to ask ourselves as a people, like, how did we get to this point? You know what I mean? Like why are we the only ones that's you know, sabotaging each other and killing each other? Like, you don't see everybody else doing that. You don't see the Asians doing that. You don't see the white folks doing that. You see the Mexican doing it, but there's a lot more, they're more organized. You know what I mean? Like, we like the only people who, like, we see each other, then it's like, I don't know that nigga. What the fuck are you looking at? You know, we stand off is from the jump. And I think that mentality, you know, is being promoted, is being bred across the country, man. The music is glorifying it. You know what I mean? Like, I live here, and, bro, I'm listening to the radio, and all I hear is them playing, "You don't want smoke with me. You don't want smoke." I'm like, damn, like, that's the only, you know, popping song? Like, what, does it have to be about murder all the time? But repetition creates a habit. So by them steady playing it, then that subconsciously, bro, that's in our minds. So they know what they're doing. You ever heard of a thinking tank?
Absolutely.
They got think tanks, bro. They got people who sit around the country all day just thinking of ways how to do stuff, how to get in people's heads. But we steady falling for the same trick, bro. Like, I definitely think it's something spiritual, though, for sure. Like once you locked in into that, like, you into it. And I don't think that has nothing to do with love at all. And I think that that's probably the most important thing that we're lacking as a community, as a society, and as a world. Like, we're not loving on each other. We think love is, oh, you giving me what I want, or I'm getting what I want, instead of like, oh, man, let me think about somebody else. You know, we don't know what love is, bro, so that's why you don't see a good display of it in our community. So, man, I feel bad for the young brother. I want to agree with the lady said, the real aggressive lady earlier. I want to agree with her, because I think that that chick didn't love him. She was worried about the image that she had with him. Like, so it was just a glow up for her. Like, because like she said, if that was one of my people, I'm trying to stop the bleeding. You know, I'm trying to plug the holes up. She wasn't nowhere in that video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know she might have been scared, but the lady also piggybacked and said that she went on Instagram the next day. Like, I'd have been fucked up. Like, hold on, man. I just witnessed my mans get killed right in front of me. I'm not worried about what anybody else thinking. I'm somewhere trying to be consoling myself. I may even have me a whole fist to the face. Right. So, yeah, bro, it is sketchy, bro. Like, but I definitely believe that love is the most important thing, and it's the number one thing that we're lacking in our community. We don't see no love, bro. Like, and so I want to say this, too, about our community. We'll love our children, but that's the extent of our love. We're not worried about nobody else, because you know how you change the world? You change the community first. So if you're not trying to change the community, bro, you ain't doing nothing else. You're thinking about self, because at the end of the day, it's strength in numbers. If everybody's worried about our own self, you know, that leaves us wide open. So I'll leave it at that. But, man, I appreciate what you're doing, man. I've been listening to you for a few months. I hopped on your call once before, man, and you let me get on the vent. So this is just one of those moments, too, man.
No doubt. I definitely, you know, that's what I do. If people have something that's making sense, I let y'all rock for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because that's why I love having the phone lines, because other people have different perspectives. And, you know, so I like that. I love the conversation engaging. You know what I'm saying? So I just like that. So I like to infuse that with every topic that I do. So, but I definitely appreciate you calling, though, family. All right?
Much love, y'all.
You all ready? All right. Well, I'll say this before I go to this next story, and then we're going to be out, man. I just say, like, just to piggyback a little bit far as the love, we really don't show each other love like that. I think we just are prone. We're prone to just being selective with our love, or having this wall up, because, you know, like, not saying that we are angry people. We are people full of love, though. It's just how we express it. It's, yo, you know how, like, if we at the barbecue and everybody getting along, that feeling right there would be crazy. Like, it was just, like, that good feeling. There's nothing like a whole bunch of black people in sync in happiness, man. That's yo, it's a beautiful sight to see, man. It really is. Because it's sad to say that sometimes that's not a normal scene for us. We always got the mean mug. We always got to be standoffish. I'm not saying everybody. If it don't apply, let it fly. You know what I mean? I just think that we just really need to spread more love, man. I know it sounds cliche. It may sound corny. Love always beats hate. Nigga, who told you it doesn't? Love always wins. We just don't show it enough to find out. You feel me? We just don't have no love for each other, man. We really don't. So that's why, like, I just have this shit for the kids who need to hear certain things, man. Maybe I may not have all the pointers. But I do and will have something to say that can spark that brain for that person or that young one that may need to hear it. And that's why I love opening up the phone lines, because someone may give that other perspective and just hit it just right on the nail. Everybody don't have all the answers. That's why I love to open the phone so we all can be on one accord, to whereas we all could get the messages across to the ones that need to hear it. This is my platform is about. Because everybody think they know everything. Everybody don't want to hear shit. So when I speak, it don't be for y'all niggas, them big-headed motherfuckers that think they know everything. This is not, it's not for you. Thanks for listening, but it ain't for you because you know every motherfucker thing, right? So this is always aimed for the ones that needs to hear it. It's always for them. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm here for. Yeah, words like corny and simp. We think everything is corny. Thank you, Enoch, man. Appreciate it. I just feel like we just need to spread more love, man, and be more cautious, man. Be more cautious. It's like there's nothing we can do to change the temperature that's going on around this motherfucker. What's going on in L.A., that's how it's going to be. It's fucked up. Niggas just need to move accordingly, man. When you in situations, when you in areas like that, you think like, why the fuck niggas is still living there? Niggas is niggas adapting to their environment. Niggas is moving accordingly to not slip up or be in a certain situation where their life could be in danger. And it's understood. Like niggas that live in the projects. Niggas is prone to that environment. And niggas will have to adjust to how things go accordingly. You can't stop it. You have to just abide by it and move in a certain way. This nigga should have known better. They say that he came from Beverly Hills or was coming from the airport or headed to the airport, where have you. If you're on the other side of town, you are making a conscious decision to bypass all of these safe places to go to this hole in the fucking wall. Let me show the area again before I go to this Coney Island story, and I'm going to show y'all that area as well, too. Then we're going to get the fuck up out of here. Hold on, goddammit. Oh, okay, got you. All right, right here. This is a hole in the wall, bro. You made a conscious decision to come all the way over here. Nigga, this look like the scene when Ricky and fucking, what's the name, was coming from the store when he brought the milk in the fucking in the ho holes and shit, when he was scratching the goddamn lotto ticket and shit. And the nigga asking for some money. I know it ain't the store, but goddamn it, you know where you going to, nigga. This is a hole in the wall. So wherever you would have parked that, there's no way you could have gotten there if niggas was on your heels with the ratchet. How you going to pull up out of there? Where were you going? You stuck. Why would you bypass everything else that's safe to come here? That just goes to show the mentality of our people. There's no way that anybody can beat the streets, man. The only way you win in these streets is if you move away from them. The streets always win, family. And he tested his luck that day. Maybe all the warnings, maybe that last warning was his last warning. He was with his girl and his daughter when she thought it was a game on Fairfax. Maybe that was his last fucking warning because he was with his daughter and his girl. The universe gave us warnings, family. We just have to know that's what it is. We have to know men and women have intuitions. It's more placed on women. They may see a lot more than what we do or whatever the case may be. But we all have those gut feelings. That's what intuition is, a gut feeling. You understand what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. We have to understand when signs are there. You know what I do, though? I'm going to keep it a buck. Let me, hold on, I'm smoking a cigarette. That piece of whipping my ass right now. I'm not even going to lie. That piece of whipping my ass. I'm trying to stay up. Even though I'm giving him a buck right now. You know what I do? Especially, though, depends on what time of night I leave the house. You know what I do? I do the Hail Mary. Please protect me as I walk to the store and walk back. Because you just never know. We have to stop being too overly conscious of our ego. We have to make sure that we pray or do that Hail Mary. You know, y'all know what that Hail Mary means. And just pray for protection wherever you go. But if you know you're walking into the lion's den and you know niggas be getting touched and niggas be getting shot up in there, that was his conscious decision to go there. And that's just, it's unfortunate, but pride and ego is always, anybody's downfall. Because that leaves room. It leaves room for stuff like this. It leaves room for that. Know when to put your pride in your pocket, bro, and just say, hey, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Just to live another day, family. I just don't know. I just don't get it. I just wish that he would have took his own advice from all those fucking examples that he had, man. And let me go to this story right here. And we was talking about this for almost 3 hours, so I just switched the topic now. It's been 3 hours, okay? Going on 3 hours, we've been on this subject, so I'm switching the topic. Kiss my ass, okay? How about that? So let's scroll the fuck up. So this is another crazy shit, right? This lady's supposed to have postpartum depression or something like that, right? So the Brooklyn mom's suspected of drowning her 3 young children Monday was facing eviction from her apartment, battling custody issues and grappling with mental health woes before she allegedly killed the kids, the Post has learned. Aaron Murray, excuse me, of Coney Island owed more than $10,000 in back rent, got to the damn, on Neptune Avenue for her Neptune Avenue apartment where she lived with her children and had been threatened with getting booted out since January after the state's COVID-19 eviction moratorium, excuse me, expired. I'm getting tired. I swear to God, I'm trying to stay up. Like, I swear to God, that shit is whipping my ass. The mom who allegedly told Ken she drowned her kids, three-month-old, man, Oliver, 4-year-old Liliana, and 7-year-old Zachary on a nearby beach early Monday, paying her $1,531 a month rent in July. It was served with an eviction notice days before the, what the fuck, in January, all that. It's not funny. I'm just special. So don't mind my special ass. Y'all know I ain't got too dumb fucking tight. I'm okay, though. Okay? So I'm just going to show y'all that, wow, hold on. Why is this shit blocking it? Oh, here we go. This is crazy. Look at that, man. Crazy. Wow, so she took them to the beach. I thought that she was on Neptune, so it was by the boardwalk. Wow. Wow, I know exactly where that's at. Wow, son. That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy. I think that's 2007 right there. Yeah, I think that's 2007 right there, that building. One of the, not older wires, one of them. One of them. That's crazy, man. And from what I heard from yesterday, that she was battling with postpartum depression. A lot of people who go through that postpartum depression, they consider that as a mental illness. But it says that a few of us have battled with bipolar disorder, but I didn't know her mental struggles or whatever. Okay. Yeah, because that's what I heard yesterday, that they were saying that she, postpartum depression. But, you know, I know people who kind of battle with that, and that's something that's very serious. And it could definitely cause some type of psychosis or bipolarness or make you want to kill somebody. Because trust me, I could give examples right now, but that's I will never put people's business out there that I know personally. But the only thing I can mention that that person felt that they will kill themselves and their children. I heard that out the person's mouth, and I had to really try to make sure that person did not do it. I know I may say a lot of things that I don't need to about my own personal business, but I can't put that person out there like that. But you can imagine the stuff that I be knowing and be speaking to people about. So postpartum depression is very serious. That shit can really drive you over the edge, especially if you having kids and no help, and everyone is against you, and it's just a whole bunch what postpartum depression can make you do. So the shit is real, man, and it's real, man. So unfortunately, she killed her own fucking children. I was gonna actually go to the scene. I don't know if y'all wanna go to it, but let's. Let me go to, hold on, I'm going to go to it right now. What's that? Neptune Avenue, Brooklyn. All right, we're going to go there. Let me just take you there real quick. All right. Thank you, everybody, that was just in here. Y'all been rocking with me for a lot of hours, so I appreciate those who are still here, because I know the momentum is down right now, but thank y'all for still holding on. I appreciate you. All right. So, okay, let's go. I need to wake the fuck up. I'm like, oh, shit. I should never ate too. I was eating too fucking fast, too, at that. While y'all talking, I'm just beating that shit up mad fast, huh? And that shit is whipping my ass. I can't even hold you on that. All right, where we at? Let me make sure I'm at the right spot. All right, so that's the train station, right? All right. Wait a minute. All right, we're going the wrong way. How much am I going to slow like that? I know niggas are crying like, what the fuck are you doing, family? I'm really acting like I don't know my own fucking. That's the thunderbolt. Okay. Hold on. My shit is moving slow, too. Okay. All right, we going the right way now. All right, but that's surf. I'm on surf right now. But anyway, she drowned the kids over here anyway. So she drowned them back here. So this is the building as I've seen in that screen. So she drowned them right here. Right around here. Because if you look at the picture that I was just showing you, I got all this shit on my desk. These are buildings that they were showing. Well, let me, you can't see it, but it was definitely over here where she fucking drowned the fucking kids, man. Yeah, that shit is crazy, man. That's real fucking crazy. I don't know who the fuck email me or whatever. I don't know. But look, man, in my fucking conclusion, everybody, because I know this shit is no charges, I think she's going, she's definitely going to jail, or she's probably going to be in a fucking mental asylum or some shit like that. Yeah, so, yeah, it's over for that bitch, man. Anyway, man, y'all just be easy, man. I think I might come back. I need to rejuvenate and wake myself up, because I ain't gonna lie, I'm shutting down. So listen, in my conclusion of this live, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the platform now. I will gladly appreciate it. And I just want to say again, rest in peace to PNB Rock. I wish that he would have took more precaution. I just wish he would have just learned from his own experience. I just wish that he did, man, and he just didn't. Kids, just learn from their mistakes. Don't let your pride and ego get in the way of living the next day, because I don't think anybody, here's the thing, if you ask somebody, what would you choose, to die or to live to be there with your family? The answer will be is to be there with their family, because they have kids to take care of. That would be the right answer, but if no one's asking that question in real time, in real life, as you living and moving around and making conscious decisions of where you're going to drive, what you're going to do, your plans, or whatever the case may be, a lot of times, just obliviously, like not even consciously thinking, we put our pride in front of the real things that we need to think about before making that next move. You know what I'm saying? We don't look at, like, who's going to take care of my kids if I'm gone? Who's going to be the father of my children? Who's going to take care of my children? All of these things, man. Like if I die and I'm the breadwinner and they living good, in a nice house, and so forth and so on, who's going to maintain this lifestyle if I'm dead and gone? So I think we need to take more precaution and stop putting this macho persona on, you know, just to show other people that really don't give a fuck about you, that don't even know you, man, just to show them that you're just like them. No, you're not. You're not on the prowl looking for somebody to rob. They are. You're not in the trenches like them no more, man. They are the ones. It's on the prowl. They want. They have to put food on the table. You come in to buy food. They need to. It's a total difference of hood niggas. Yes, we come from the same place. I get it. But there's a difference, bro. When you stuck there, you still have that mentality. You left. You go into a hood that you're not even from, first of all, totally out your element. But just because we have this common denominator of us coming from these fucking ghettos and hoods that we can identify with each other just because of that. No, brother, if you shining, you got fucking chains on and you on another tax bracket, don't feel guilty that you made it out. You know, I gotta go back to the hood because I'm a hood nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Nigga, that's your downfall right there, because y'all on two different levels. You made it out, they trying to get out. You are a come up. You already came up. See the difference? You are a come up. You already came up, bro. It's two different things of being from the hood. Niggas ain't, like, you can't tame. I don't even want to say that. I was going to say you can't tame a wild animal. I'm not calling my people animals. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I hope that didn't come off wrong. But you can't tame niggas who think like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't tame them. It's almost like, you know, like you see those movies. There's a guard dog. It's like a 2-3 rock bottles. Like if you try, just say you're trying to rob that, and you got a bag full of chunky thick steak. But if you jump over that gate, they're gonna tear your ass up. But you throw them steak, them niggas will leave your ass alone and eat that steak, right? So I don't know if this is a good analogy. I'm saying that to say, if these wild dogs, knowing that they would tear your ass up and they got guns on you and you got that steak that they want, give them the steak so they can go. You should have gave them niggas the fucking jury. Why you got to prove to me that you ain't tough? I don't care about you tough, but if you don't give me that fucking, that watch and that chain, I'm going to put your brains on your food, nigga. Give me your shit. You don't want to give up the jewels. Okay, now your thoughts is going to be embedded in your food. You understand what I'm saying? You should have knew better, man. You should have knew better, yo. I just wish he would have knew better, and I just wish his girl should have been the one like, baby, what are you doing? I just wish she would have been more smarter. Men, and I conclude, I'm going to land my plane right here, and I'm gone. Men, find a female that has a good mind. Someone who cares about you is going to make sure you don't slip up. Women that care about you is going to see things before you see it. Women who love you is going to make sure you don't fuck up. They're going to be there for you. They're going to see if this not the right move. They're going to try to protect you. A lot of times females are planners, so they're ahead of the game. Have someone that's going to always check you. It may get on your nerves sometimes, but God damn it, it's all out of love. A motherfucker that don't care show you that they don't care, man. Fuck the ass. Fuck the pretty face. Fuck the pussy. Fuck how freaky they can get. That is the cherry on top. But is this bitch, is she really with you for you? Is she really in your corner? Is she really going to pull my coattail if I'm slipping because I'm too drunk, if I'm always thinking off an impulse? Everybody ain't all critical thinkers like that. I'm impulsive. I need somebody to pull my coattail sometimes, because sometimes I may like fuck that. I don't give a fuck out of you. I really don't care. I need somebody. You know what I mean? Somebody would need somebody to just check them, man. Find different qualities in a woman, in a female, besides what their body look like, man. Just look a little bit deeper. I'm not saying that this girl didn't love him. I don't think that she was mentally for him. Everybody, women are prized possessions. But bitch, he's your prized possession. He's your come up. Do you really love him? You will protect what's your prized possession, man. She should have protected that man mentally. I don't know. I'm not blaming her. I blame both of them because they could have saved each other. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Everybody have a blessed night. I might come back. I'm not sure. But I'm about to go sit on my throne and smoke a cigarette and sit down for a little bit. I got to take a shit. I love y'all. Bye.